this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. What to do about Iran? That's the daunting question facing President Trump, who's been meeting with his national security team. And from what we can tell, all options are on the table. The BBC's Jay Kwan in Washington.
Mr. Trump and his advisors are reported to have discussed the possibility of striking Iran's nuclear sites. U.S. and Israeli media say Mr. Trump followed the meeting with a call to the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, but it is not known what was discussed. Yesterday, in a flurry of social media posts, Mr. Trump demanded Iran's unconditional surrender. Iran's Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, responded with a series of social media messages of his own last night, insisting his country would never compromise with Zionists.
Israel says overnight its fighter jets hit key elements of Iran's nuclear and missile production program, including a centrifuge production facility. How is the economy doing, and what about the president's job performance?
According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, about 4 in 10 voters say the economy and the country are on the right track. While that's an improvement, slightly more than half of those surveyed say the U.S. is on the wrong track. 50%, though, say the U.S. economy is strong. President Trump's approval rating is largely steady, but he's underwater, with more Americans disapproving of how he's handling his job. Greg Clugston, the White House.
No change in interest rates expected to be announced as the Federal Reserve wraps up its latest policy meeting later today. The NHL's Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions again, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 of the final. The Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. Dow futures are up 90 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 79. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, 3 times a day for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third Day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. America. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday, June 27th at AwakeningFoundation.com. Third Day, the 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Good morning, 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Hey, it's Hump Day, Wednesday. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And again this morning, some light rain, some thunderstorms earlier, then some fog and some mist, and the roadway conditions a little bit damp as we get underway. There is a wreck on the BW Parkway. It's northbound at Greenbelt Road. So anybody north on the parkway from the Capitol Beltway, already getting a delay there with traffic slow. It looks like at least one lane may be open, but it's backed up on the northbound side. Had a report about 25 minutes ago of a tree down on Liberty Road westbound after you leave the intersection at Ward's Chapel Road heading out towards the Carroll County line. So there may be an early impact through there. Right now, looking at you live at both the harbor tunnels, the lanes are open. The west side beltway with the light rain and the roadway conditions wet, already filling in around the ramps at Liberty Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now are not all that bad outside, but it's damp because, boy, it rained overnight last night. Currently, it's 68 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore is 71. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. City police officer and a suspect are injured after a shooting in West Baltimore. The officer-involved shooting happened Tuesday evening near Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. Officers on patrol approached a man man they believe was armed when the suspect took off on foot and police gave chase. When police called up, there was a struggle. The suspect fired at officers. They returned fire. One officer shot in the foot in fair condition. Suspect is in critical condition. Maryland AG's Independent Investigations Division has delayed the release of the body cam footage from a deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. The May 18 shooting happened in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road in Dundalk as police were responding to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. The IID says additional time is needed so the involved parties can view the video before it is released to the public. Suspended Severna Park Elementary School teacher Matthew Schlegel has been found not guilty on 18 of 21 counts of child sexual abuse. The jury was deadlocked on three charges, and it is not clear if Matthew Schlegel will face another trial. He was charged with sexually abusing eight children between 2022 and 2024. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM Stein on sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The O's with a nice big bounce back against the Rays.
Well, there it is. An 0-2 slider. It's demolished. Deep right center and gone. He did not go to the splitter, Zach Littell. He gave him a two-strike slider, and Colton Cowser crushed it.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. The Milkman's 405-foot shot in the fifth gave the Birds a lead they wouldn't relinquish, and the bullpen in relief of Dean Kramer made it stand with four more shutout innings as the Birds beat the Rays 5-1 the final, evening the series at one game apiece. Post-game reaction from manager Mancelino on that imposing Oriole bullpen.
And, you know, the bullpen has kind of did what they've done here for the last 3 weeks. I mean, they've been really incredible. We've leaned on them heavily, and they did it again tonight.
Birds have now won 12 of their last 17. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final last night in Florida.
The fans rise here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Kenny Albert with the call on TNT. Sam Reinhart becomes the first player in 68 years to score four goals in a Stanley Cup clincher as the Panthers go back-to-back. 5-1 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, Lamar Jackson is chomping at the bit. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCVM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHSC number 1566.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM. Ian Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, June 18, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Maryland's new DGS secretary meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. Yeah. Motors are on the workplace raids, but our top story once again is what to do with the murderous mullahs of Iran. The president facing the probably most consequential decision of his second term right now as Israel continues to pound Iran in a war that could spill over into one of those forever wars that President Trump has repeatedly criticized, including Iraq and Afghanistan. Yesterday on Truth Social, he said, unconditional surrender. Now, what do you mean by that? I think what he means by that is that Iran is going to have to lay down its nuclear arms, if indeed they have one. I mean, we're taking it on the word of many people. The CIA, the Mossad, are they telling us the truth? Remember the weapons of mass destruction argument that many of us bought hook, line, and sinker in Iraq. So one thing we do know, the president does have intel that we don't have access to. So that's something to keep in mind. He also said, we know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He's an easy target, but is safe there. We're not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now, but we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter. And finally, we, and I guess he means the Israelis and the United States, we now have complete and total control over the skies over Iran. Iran had good sky trackers and their best defensive equipment. Plenty of it, but it doesn't compare to American-made, conceived, manufactured stuff. Nobody does it better than the good old U.S. of A. Well, I'm just wondering who we is, and that is a problem. He also said yesterday, on returning from the G7 in Alberta, Canada, quote, I have no desire to negotiate with Iran. I expect nothing less than their complete surrender, and said this as well.
What specifically is better than a ceasefire? What are you looking for here?
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end. So something that will be permanent.
Yeah. Or giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Are you closer? Are you possible? Is that possible?
So he has no ceasefire. He doesn't want a ceasefire. He wants a complete, you give up, you surrender, you end your nuclear program, you agree to zero uranium enrichment. So there's still a diplomatic off-ramp here, and that's where all this heavy leverage is being put with military assets and some of the highly charged rhetoric. Remember, he did the same thing with North Korea with Kim Jong-un.
Yep. Well, asking for a ceasefire at this point is like you're in the 11th round of a 13-round fight, and you're losing badly. There's no chance for you to win. You say, how about a ceasefire? No, the guy's beating the crap out of you. He's going to say, no, I'm going to finish the job, thanks.
Yeah. So next up, we'll explore the question, should the United States just provide defensive equipment, as we have been doing, to the Israelis, or should the President Trump make the decision, based on the intel that's before him, whether or not he would initiate or join any strikes against Iran? We'll talk about that coming up next.
Coming up on Friday, of course, yes, make sure you have your tickets. The first ever Chuck Roast, where Chuck Whitaker will unveil a whole new meaning for the term bunker buster. It's a 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes, Charles.
You see the size of that bomb?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. It's as big as my house. You know, I mean, how far is it going to ground? Like 40, 50, 60 feet, something like that, or more?
I don't know.
Yeah, it detonates above ground and blows a massive crater into the ground, and then the second charge then blows into the ground to get rid of the bunker.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yes, it is.
We'll get the update from the Ayatollah Cola and see what he has to say. The wreck earlier on the BW Parkway northbound just after Greenbelt Road looks to me like it's cleared now. There was a backup there coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Looking at the camera now live northbound, and the pace is much better through there. If you're going from Randallstown, you're heading towards Eldersburg. There was a report before 6. There was a tree down on Liberty Road westbound to the west of Ward's Chapel Road and going out into Carroll County. So, again, heads-up crews may be working on that. A lot of fog in the area. way, especially around the Bay Bridge at Oceanic Drive on the west end at Sandy Point. There are some areas on the eastern shore with dense fog advisories as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Showers still remain. We had some thunderstorms overnight, some with lightning and everything, some loud ones. More showers and thunderstorms could pop up this afternoon. Temperatures will be near 90. More showers and storms expected tomorrow. Temperatures will be on the rise, and by Friday we should be well into the 90s, but it'll dry out. Right now, partly cloudy, 72 in the city, 71 in Pasadena. Time for some one-liner news. The sons of the three of the Beatles, Sean Lennon, James McCartney, and Zach Starkey, have teamed up to release a new single called Rip Off.
Hmm.
It's so bad I can't even play it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really not good. I mean, the most. It's so bad George Harrison's guitar is gently weeping.
Yes.
But Danny Harrison, who's probably the most talented of the four,
yeah, right,
is not in part of this group, and probably for good reason. Remember, Zach Starkey just got kicked out of The Who, and then they invited him back. Now I understand he's out of it again, but this is not a good. I mean, of all the things, maybe they should have covered a Beatles song. In any event, we say happy birthday today to Sir Paul McCartney.
1, 2, 3.
Awesome! Dead of night, get back to where you once belong.
Back in the USSR. It was 20 years ago today. Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. Live and let die.
And a birthday indeed. How old do you think Paul McCartney is?
82.
To guess. 83.
83? He's 83 today.
He better doesn't look a day over 82.
Well. And look, he's still got Paul and Ringo still going strong. So.
Yeah.
And Ringo, he looks pretty good for his age
as well. Yeah.
I think he's, what, 84?
Yeah, he's right in there, too.
Yeah.
You know, I met Paul here in Tampa, and as we had 1 minute or two to talk to him at the most, and I said, I just want to tell you, I saw you in Baltimore live from the third row at the Civic Center in 1964. He said, how'd we do? I said, it was fantastic. I had no hearing for the next 3 days, but it was lovely. He says, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, that was when he was with that band, he was with me, Four Wings, right?
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah. The Fab Four, as they say. Brad Lander, Canada from Mayor of New York, was detained by ICE for obstructing the arrest of an illegal alien. So Lander now will be deported back to the faraway land from which he came. Staten Island.
Yeah.
You know, that's where he's. NAACP will not invite President Trump to its national convention this year. The first time they will not invite a sitting president in 116 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And Trump was just, you know, really confounded by the whole thing. He says, aren't they for colored people? I mean, you keep calling me orange. Why wouldn't I qualify?
It's a color.
Yeah, exactly. After serving a 1-year suspension, Joey Chestnut will return to Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Independence Day.
Hmm.
He was suspended last year for endorsing a meat-free hot dog. So,
the thing is sponsored by Nathan's, after all. So
he was hawking meat-free hot dogs, eh? I guess he's also really good at swallowing his pride, you know?
So there along you with go. About 68 hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, last year they, when well, he, I think he has a record of 72 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they only had, like, it was in the 50s, so people were, like, bored. Yeah, so what?
Yeah,
you know,
so
I was like, it's not impressive if Joey Chestnut is not there.
10 minutes for all of that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, and they got to soak the buns and everything. And I
had
saw
that problem before.
You did, yes. Yeah.
By the way, you know, flying first class on the way up. Get ready to do it again.
That's when he forgets to take his swim trunks off.
Yes.
He gets soaked buns.
Chafing.
Yeah, exactly. But he apparently has got a whole category of competitive eating championships.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of things. I mean, wings, and we always think of him as hot dogs,
right.
But you name it. He pies, whatever. He's a competitive eater. And you can make a very good living at that.
Wow.
Yeah. I was and you get to eat for free as well in the competitive
eating. True. I was in a pie eating contest up in Delaware, peach pie. I won the damn thing, but I couldn't look at peaches for like another year.
Did you? How many? Like just four
one
pies?
One whole pie.
One whole pie.
Yeah, one whole pie.
So you ate one whole pie, that was it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that you get overloaded. Yeah. I mean, really, I couldn't tolerate peaches for like a year after that. And I love good peaches. I love them.
Did you have your hands behind your back?
No. Yeah, Chuck, we used a fork. Yeah.
Okay.
That was another night.
Yeah.
Which we shall not go into.
They right have now. Those contests where you can't use your hands.
Right.
Yeah.
You can
that's
only...
what I was asking. I wasn't trying to be funny, Mr. Casey. I mean, I was just trying to ask.
I think it's a double entendre, as I say.
Well, Chuck, could you...
Who are you, Macron?
Could you give us an example of what it's like when you do try to be funny?
You'll find out. Oh, are you going to find out?
Chuck, we'll see
you. Case is going to roll over in his grave.
By the way, tickets available at WCBM.com. I understand there are only 20-some tickets left, so we're almost sold out. If you want to come Friday night, you better, fork up.
And we only had 19.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 620. Rescue Natural Supplements are there for you should you ever need them. And, of course, they're to maintain your health, to get back in good health. These are all natural nutraceuticals, supplements that can make a difference in your life, from the omega-3s to probiotics to the LDLX red yeast rice for the Rescue PM liquid and PM melts to help with sleep, the Rescue Ideal Weight to help with weight loss. So there's so many things, men's health vitamins, women's health vitamins, and they're all natural with no side effects, and they work. And right now you can, we're already rolling them back to 20,000, 210 rather, rollback pricing, which for decades ago, I mean, it's already been marked down at the website. You can check it out, the pricing there. But now you can save up to 33% when you order with the coupon code MY33. Just plug it in at checkout at res-q.com. That's MY33. You save 33% on the rollback pricing, which has already been marked down at the website. Or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
622. So Ambassador Mike Huckabee sent a powerful text message with historical analogy. As President Trump weighing his options, he wrote, "Mr. President, God spared you in Butler, Pennsylvania, to be the most consequential president in a century, maybe ever. The decision on your shoulders, I would not want to be made by anyone else. You have made many voices speaking to you, sir, but there's only one voice that matters, his voice. I'm your appointed servant in this land. I'm available for you, but I do not try to get in your presence often because I trust your instincts. No president in my lifetime has been in a position like yours. Not since Truman in 1945. So that was the decision, obviously, to drop the A-bombs. Yeah. And, of course, now the decision to whether or not to initiate strikes in Iran. And we'll talk about whether that should happen or not coming up in just a second.
623 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the almost man of the hour, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a minor incident right at the ramp at Route 100 and I-95. I just looked at the camera there, so it's not on 95. Appears to be at the ramp on Route 100 and is saying that the off-ramp is closed. So local traffic there, heads up for that. Apparently just happened in the last couple of minutes. There was a report earlier that a tree was down going into Carroll County on Liberty Road westbound after Ward's Chapel Road. So again, keep an eye out for that. A little more traffic now. The roadway is wet. There's some fog. We're starting to see the morning buildups at the Old Harbor Tunnel, especially along 895. And now the west side backup on the Beltway has begun. Brake lights already there. 795 going down towards the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday, hump day. It is going to be, well, we had some thunderstorm activity roll through the area. It's still hanging around today. More showers and thunderstorms could pop up a little bit later on with highs near 90. Partly cloudy, 71 in Millersville, 71 in Dundalk. The president was asked on Air Force One coming back from the G7 by Caitlin Collins of the fake news network regarding, remember back in March, his director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said that Iran had a nuclear program but did not have a nuclear bomb. Okay, so where's she getting that intel? Where's she getting that information? She's the director of national intelligence. She had to be getting it from a number of sources, CIA, DIA, perhaps, maybe NSA, and other intel. So they're, she's saying back in March they didn't have one, and he was asked about that just yesterday.
You've always said that you don't believe Iran should be able to have a nuclear weapon, but how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having one.
He says, I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having one. Vice President Vance broke his silence on Iran and saying, well, things have changed since March. And he said, first, president has been amazingly consistent over 10 years that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Over the last few months, he encouraged his foreign policy team to reach a deal with Iranians to accomplish this goal. The president made clear that Iran cannot have uranium enrichment. And he said repeatedly he would happen one of two ways, easy way or the hard way. And he went on to say that the president has a lot of credibility. And he goes, I believe the president earned some trust on this issue. Having seen this up close and personal, I can assure you he's only interested in using the American military to accomplish the American people's goals. But then you have people like Senator Lindsey Graham, the neocon war hawk who keeps pushing for war.
I may, but I'm not sure yet. I may. Depends on what happens when I get back.
I'm sorry, that was my bad. That's the president saying he may send J.D. Vance and Steve Witkoff to Iran to negotiate a deal. So he's still talking about diplomacy here. This is being pushed by the American corporate media, including Fox News and others. They're pushing for war as they did during the Persian Gulf, the Iraq War coming out of Afghanistan. Here's Lindsey Graham.
I'm hoping the president will provide Israel the help they need to finish the job of the last nuclear site underground. And if we accomplish destroying the Iranian nuclear program, it will be historic for the region and historic for the world.
So what Graham is doing, he wants to either the U.S. to deploy bunker busters and drop bombs Iran, or I guess give them to Israel. I don't know how that works.
Modern-day lend-lease.
Yeah, if they don't, I don't think they have the aircraft to drop those.
No, they need to be, too.
Yeah, exactly. Representative Pat Harrigan says, look, let's not rule out diplomacy.
President Trump campaigned on no new wars, and he's doing everything that he can to bring this to a diplomatic resolution. Now, he's doing that by using strength and the threat of force, but I think we still have diplomatic off-ramps here.
So, personally, I think he's trying to thread the needle. He's basically towing the line. I think you keep providing defensive equipment for whatever Israel needs to defend itself. I don't think that we should initiate strikes in Iran. You'd have to come to the American people and tell us, because a vast majority of Americans do not want to see us initiate any kind of strike in Iran. We do not want another forever war in the Middle East.
Well, the question is whether the War Powers Act is actually constitutional or not. This could put a test to it, because there are those in Congress right now who are saying, before you decide to commit U.S. forces into a theater of war in that fashion, you better pass it by Congress first.
Well, yeah, for a declaration of war, but as we've seen with Congress, it doesn't move with the lightning speed.
No, it doesn't.
So if there's an immediate threat to the United States,
correct,
we can't assemble Congress and say, here, vote on this. But here's the thing. I think President Trump, I trust his instincts. I trust his decision-making process. He has been going against forever wars and getting involved in the Middle East for as long as he's been making public pronouncements about this. I think we have to wait and see how this all plays out. I think think he's using this as heavy leverage to try to bring Iran to the negotiation table. We'll see. You can certainly weigh in whether you think what we should do in Iran as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Our good buddy Tim Munson and AES Builder and Home Improvements, we'll talk with Tim a little bit later on this morning, but Tim wanted me to remind you that when you are looking to remodel your bath, your kitchen, any of your home improvement projects, and you want quality craftsmanship, and you want a company that's based on integrity and has a slogan that when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done, then AES Builder Home Improvements is exactly who you should be reaching out to for your home improvement project. And right now, the first 25 callers to Tim regarding this the late spring, early summer projects will get $2,500 off your home improvement project of your choice. So call Tim, 1-800-787-SAVE is the number, 1-800-787-SAVE. Tell them I told you to call, and when they're done, you truly will be happy. 6:30, time for news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police officer and a suspect injured following a shooting in West Baltimore. Officer involved shooting happened Tuesday evening near Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. Officers on patrol approached a man they believed was armed. When the suspect took off on foot, the police gave chase. When they caught up with him, there was a struggle. The suspect fired at officers. He was armed. And they then returned fire. One officer shot in the foot in fair condition. The suspect in critical condition. Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland AG's office is investigating. The Maryland AG's Independent Investigation Division also busy delaying the release of a body cam video from the deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. That took place on May 18th, and the shooting happened in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road in Dundalk as police were responding to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. The IID says additional time is needed so the involved parties can view the video before it is released to the public. Suspended Sevierda Park Elementary School teacher Matthew Schlegel has been found not guilty on 18 of 21 counts of child sexual abuse. The jury was deadlocked on three charges. It is not clear if Matthew Schlegel will face another trial. Schlegel was charged with sexually abusing eight students between 2022 and 2024. He took the stand during the trial and denied the allegations. Bail review is scheduled for this afternoon. And Howard County Police are investigating a shooting at a Jessup gas station. Woman shot at around 6:15 last evening. Shell station, 8700 block of Washington Boulevard. Police say the victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Non-life-threatening injuries. Police have not released information on the suspect or what led to the shooting. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Pick three, lottery number 394. You pick 42149. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like the tree that was down going into Carroll County has been cleared now. Westbound Liberty Road opened again as you're moving west of Ward's Chapel Road. Couple of accidents now on Route 100. The new one just in at 100 at Longgate Parkway. That's not too far from Route 29. And apparently this wreck on 100 is right at the ramp to I-95 southbound. So if you're right in that area of the interchange on Route 100, trying to get onto the ramp could be a little bit tricky through there. The west side outer loop delay is already filling in very quickly, already backed up at 795, and you will have some slowing now beginning south on 895 around the Eastern Avenue area, and 95 should fill in as you're coming south from Keith Avenue and into the Toll Plaza at at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds got back on the right side of things last night in Tampa Bay, leading 3-1 in the sixth, getting a huge lift from Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson has a hit his last six games where he's faced a lefty.
Up the middle again. Gunnar Henderson is a left-on-left assassin.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson Henderson's 21st RBI of the season. As the Birds go 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position, Henderson now with hits off left-handers in seven straight games. They get three two-out RBIs last night and a 5-1 win over Tampa Bay. After the game, manager Mancelino on his all-star shortstop.
And Gunner, you know, left-handed pitching is another story for us, and the guy's throwing 100 miles an hour, and here comes Gunner in a big spot and gets a big knock and extends the lead. So,
and sad news to report now from the Orioles, announcing last night that 19-year-old minor league infielder Luis Guevara has died. Guevara was involved in that personal watercraft crash Sunday in Sarasota, Florida. The team's Florida Complex League games were postponed Monday and Tuesday. That is today. Guevara played in 30 games this season, including 24 with single-A Delmarva. The Ravens back at it in Owings Mills yesterday, day one of a two-day mandatory minicamp, all present and accounted for, including Lamar, who was asked once again what's preventing the Ravens from getting over the hump.
Protecting the ball. You know, things like that. I felt like when we protected the ball, we had no problems moving the ball down the field. You know, first, second down, we get positive yards out of every play. You know, just the turnovers. No turnovers, I feel like we win.
Lamar Jackson has multiple turnovers in 50% of his playoff games, only 15% of his regular season games. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final last night, it all belonged to Sam Reinhardt.
Now Verhage sends that up off. Skinner's rebound. It's a scores.
Call on Sportsnet TV, second of four for Reinhardt, including two empty netters. And he becomes the first player in 68 years to score that many in a Stanley Cup clincher. The Panthers go back-to-back, 5-1 over the Oilers. Florida, one of the great teams now of all time. Three consecutive Stanley Cup final appearances. The time now is 6:37. When we return, does Mancelino deserve the title?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, you guys weren't the only one who corrected me. Chomping at the bit as opposed to champing at the bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, texter Ron also.
Yeah.
Boy, people listen. I'll tell you.
They do, and yes, it's a common do. Mistake. For some reason, it's just stuck.
So you're calling me common.
No, you were anything but common.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's a common mistake.
The mistake was common. You are not common.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. By the way, I said Trinidad and Tobago yesterday. Is it Trinidad and Tobago, or is it Tobago?
It's always Tabasco sauce.
I've always heard Tobago.
Tomato?
Tobago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tobago. Okay, that's good.
Trinidad and Tabasco sauce.
So manager Mancelino is 16-13 since taking over the Orioles. When he took over for Hyde, the team was 15-28. Is it too early to have him in the conversation of removing the interim tag? What would it do to the clubhouse if they did it?
Well, first off, the clubhouse was sent a serious message when Brandon Hyde got canned.
Absolutely.
So that hopefully wakes up a bunch of people. And apparently it did. But, you know, they're also getting healthy now. And that's the big thing. And then what decision or decisions that you can point to Mancelino has made that to give him credit for the turnaround. That's something I would have to look at.
Well, I think that a couple of things he's done. He's gone with the opener. I think he's managed the pitching staff really well. He's gone with the opener a couple of times. Kate Povich has had trouble that third time around. The
bullpen is better.
Mm-hmm. The bullpen is much better. I think they've lined that up really good. But again, how much does it have to do with health?
Yeah.
You know, and again, the question is, if Brandon Hyde had these guys healthy, what would that have been?
I think you have to wait. Let's wait till and see how they perform the rest of the season, and then they can make a decision.
Are you more optimistic now?
It's better than it was. Let's put it that way.
They get to 500 and talk to me then.
Yeah. I hear you. And it's true.
Once they get to that 500 and get to the All-Star break, and they might be in a good position. And look, they're what, 5-6 out of the wild card? So, you know, it's not over yet.
There's a good article on our website on the Stein on Sports page. Glenn Clark from PressBox writes about this. It's definitely a good read.
Okay, very good. We'll have to check that out. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, the question for you is, what should President Trump do? Should he let Israel finish the job? Or do you think, based on whatever intel he may or may not be getting, he should initiate strikes in Iran to end their nuclear ambitions once and for all? I think I'd rather go the former rather than the latter. I don't want to, because that could really embroil the entire Middle East. The Saudis and everybody else would now be involved in a shooting war, and that's the last thing we want to see in the Middle East.
By involved, you mean boots on the ground or B-2 flying overhead?
I don't think we should be conducting airstrikes and or boots on the ground at all.
What about some kind of an inventive lend-lease program where we lend the Israelis
whatever you want to do with the Israelis to help them defend themselves and for them to finish the job, because they're immediately in the crosshairs. I would be for that, but not for us taking any direct action.
Well, what they're saying is they cannot take out that one nuclear facility. They need the Bunker Buster bombs. In order to get that, you have to have a B-2 to fly them.
I also have heard them say that there are other ways to take out the Bunker Buster facility, just not with the Fordow facility is what they're talking about, just not the Bunker Buster. So I've heard them say there are other options in case they can't get the Bunker Buster bomb. So maybe they should try that first.
Well, of course, the Israelis view this as an existential threat. It is.
Yeah, and I get that. I understand that. They're right there in the crosshairs, and it's a death to Israel. And they're, of course, they chant death to America. It's a little more difficult reaching us than it is them. The other thing that worries me about Iran has hypersonic missiles. And so if they put a dirty bomb on one of those hypersonic missiles, they could still wreak some pretty severe damage in Israel. So that's the reason why they're acting. I just think we have to be very careful. I don't want to see us. Look, the CIA and the deep state, they're going to do anything and everything to get us involved in another forever war. That's what they do. That's their specialty.
Did the Israelis make a mistake by not taking out the big guy? Decapitating the entire government over there.
Everybody has gone except Khamenei.
Yes.
And he's the only one that is left to negotiate. Is it just me, or does he look remarkably like David Letterman?
6:42 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there's been some talk in Washington, D.C. about what to do about long-time residents of this country who are illegal aliens, who have been here for a while. They're working productive jobs in workplaces or in packing plants or whatever the case might be. And a memo has floated around Washington saying we're going to have to take another look at exactly how we enforce that stuff. Tom Holman has a comment.
The president's prioritizing public safety threats and national security threats. When it comes to work sites, we prioritize those operations too. Many places we target the work site enforcement operations, it has to do with forced labor trafficking, sex trafficking, and criminal investigations where they're not paying taxes, it's tax evasion, or they're funding cartel activity.
Well, how would you know they're funding cartel activity unless you actually get in there, of course? A bit of a circular argument there. But Holman says, either way, they're not going anywhere when it comes to workplace enforcement. They're going to go ahead and continue to do it using their best judgment.
Worksite investigations are going nowhere. We'll prioritize them like we do everything else. But worksite enforcement operations, it's a tenet of what we're doing. It's important what we're doing. We'll continue, though.
All right. Hey, the numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah.
May of 24, 64,000 illegals were released back into the country.
$64,000 question.
Yeah. May of 25, zero.
Zippo.
Zero. So the Trump sealing the border And the deportations, that is working. That is part of what he ran on. The other party is, the other part was, don't start forever wars. Just saying.
6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. He's taking a break from blowing up his pillow that he's been sitting on the flight on the way up here. To traffic for us. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
I don't mind standing up. They have those things you can hold on to, like the subway. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think Chuck does that. Apparently, he has a guy to do that for him.
Remember People's Air? You get on, you have a subway strap to hang on to.
Right. A little tough on takeoff, but it was all right.
Yes.
There's a report of an accident. Unfortunately, we can't see it. The cameras right at 83 in the Beltway are completely out, both on the Beltway and on 83. It's reportedly southbound on 83 right before the Beltway with a delay back to Timonium Road. The only camera we can see is back at Pedonia Road, so we're going to go with the information that we have, and that backup is there. The Parkville side of the Beltway, the Interloop at Green Spring, not bad, but the west side started early with that delay, and it's still there. It's not going away anytime soon. It's pretty much 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. A couple of things in Howard County, Route 100 at Longgate Parkway. That was minor, and we had a wreck at the ramp at Route 100 on the ramp to southbound I-95. So again, keep an eye out for that. And there may be a broken down vehicle. It's out of camera range, apparently northbound on the BW Parkway, the ramp that would take you onto the inner loop of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We had some thunderstorms move through the area overnight. Complete with lightning, heavy downpours, and they still hanging around for most of the day today. A pop up with a shower, thunderstorm here or there. Highs near 90. Same for tomorrow, and things really start heating up but drying out for the weekend. Sunny right now, and it is 70 in Ellicott City. Partly cloudy, 70 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
All right, there's a new study out that shows that drinking caffeinated coffee daily is associated with a lower risk of death, particularly from heart issues.
I don't want to cause a stampede or a revolt, but we don't have any coffee.
Black coffee, though.
Yeah.
It's got to be black. No no cream, no sugar.
Mm.
Just black coffee.
And drink it also, by the way, it really lowers the incidence of people around you dying if you have your coffee first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck, I just one office away from this guy. Trust me on this.
But Chuck is a tea drinker.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee. Yeah. I never have.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you look so good, Chuck.
Not my fault. Apparently, my grandmother was British.
Apparently, he heard grounds for divorce, and that just killed it right there.
Grounds for divorce, yeah.
Liquid Death sold 10 empty cans of iced tea that were drunk by Ozzy Osbourne.
Why?
Sales pitch was they contained his DNA.
Oh, really?
People forked over $450 each.
Oh, come on now.
And sold out immediately. We caught that Ozzy Osbourne DNA. No. It's given our marketing department some thoughts here. Maybe at the roast Friday night, we're still looking for samples of Chuck's DNA.
Yeah,
apparently it's been left all over Irvington.
And many other places.
And many other places as well. Tickets available at WCBM.com.
That's right.
Just 23 tickets remain. This is going to be a big event. Nice event. So, in fact, we'll give you the menu here in just a second. Wendy's is putting a sizzling spin on its classic spicy chicken sandwich with the help of Takis, the snack foods, the spicy snack chips and stuff. So they're doing a mashup with hot and crispy fries with the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. You like spice? Sonic and Grillo's debut their pickle-themed menu. It comes with a side of dill-scented air. So you order the Big Dill Double and Triple Sonic Smasher, the Picklerita Slush, pickle juice, tart lime, and pickle juice flavor bubbles, whatever they are. Pickle seasoned tots or groovy fries, and you get your free pickle-scented air freshener shaped like Grillo's mascot, Sam the Pickle Man. I think they're really reaching on this one.
You used to play him, Bruce, didn't you, out there at Paintersville
Road? Yeah, pretty much.
He would put anything on for a TV shot, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The racing pickle. All right, here comes...
They have no legs.
Look, that's right. Okay, got to roll to the finish line.
Certain other things can be in that race, too, but that's another story.
I'm very discreetly silent over here.
Jimmy's Famous Seafood, all-you-can-eat crab feast coming up this Friday night, 6 to 9 at Jimmy's. And it's combined with our first ever chuck roast. Here is your menu. You get, of course, all-you-can-eat crabs. That is, we started at 6 o'clock, and that rolls all the way till about 8. So it's all-you-can-eat within that first 2 hours, and then at 8 o'clock we begin the roast. And hopefully your dinner will stay down.
Should we bring some barf bags?
We might. Maryland crab soup. We've got garlic bread, coleslaw, market salad with house dressing, corn on the cob, fried chicken. We have pit beef, pit ham, and pit turkey with rolls and condiments. We have barbecue baby back ribs. We have seafood ecstasy. No, that's not one of Chuck's former dates. But
she was all clammed up most of the time, though.
Dance to the 2 o'clock club.
That's right.
Yeah, but they closed at 3.
Yes.
She said that was the reason I knew I didn't like shrimp.
Excuse me?
Oh, Chuck. That was a shot, man. Holy smoke.
He's an evil son of a bitch. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. He should have horns coming out of his head.
We're practicing, folks, for the big roast.
This has been going on for years. What are you talking about?
Well, it's been a long practice. Seafood ecstasy with penne pasta is just on there. Of course, just you got soda and tea included. There is a cash bar if you want to imbibe.
That was in Morocco. Well, that's cash bar.
And adult beverages. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we only have about 20 tickets remaining. So get yours today, WCBM.com. I'd love to see you Friday night. Going to be a lot of fun. I did view Dr. Luber's. He won't be there in person. But by the way, he took a shot at you on Facebook this morning. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that. He's another rat bastard.
But I did preview his video roast of you, and oh boy, should be fun. Okay, folks, you're going to want to see that. Marty Bass?
I may have to go down to Ocean City while I'm in town and pay a visit to him.
Marty Bass is also paying tribute via video, and perhaps some other surprise guests, but should be a lot of fun. And we urge you to get your tickets today, WCBM.com.
Yep.
Hi, Chuck. See you in a couple. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Rumble page brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff, styling, or possibility number 24, the latest software, upgrade, or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by GigSpeed, or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
N62225. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Hey, folks. Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHSC number 1566.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:52, Talk Radio 680, WCBM coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning. Charlie Gishler, excuse me, joins us right at the top of the hour, talking about the, apparently there's a project that will never end. It's like the song that will never end.
We hope that it's going to end. It's the Baltimore Beltway Project, so keep our fingers crossed there.
This is a project will never
Robert
end.
Says, good morning, gentlemen. And Kristen, you were asking what the next steps are with regards to the war with Iran. Trump just came back from the Middle East. He was treated like a king over there. Remember that? Why couldn't he publicly make an announcement that all those countries are backing Israel's defense? I think that would further push Iran into surrender mode. He's already accomplished an agreement between many of those nations with the Abraham Accords. To me, this seems obvious. What do you think? Well, yeah, that'd be the obvious play, but in the Arab world, doesn't work like that.
No.
You know, so I'm sure quietly they're rooting for Israel to completely finish the job, but publicly you won't find many statements from the Saudis or the Qataris or the Emiratis at all. 6:53.
Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound 83, we mentioned the wreck was near the Beltway out of camera range because the cameras are out, but I'm looking at the camera at Pedonia Road right now. That's where the backup begins on 83. So that's a long delay. Pedonia Road, Timonium Road, and then down to the Beltway might be at this point that you get off at Pedonia Road and go over to York Road, come down to the Beltway from there. Pretty good size backup right now on the southbound side. There was still some activity at the ramp. Howard County heads up for that. There was an incident there, Route 100 at the ramp at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday after some thunderstorms move through the area overnight. They'll hang around for a bit. Maybe a shower, thunderstorm pop up a little bit later on this afternoon. Highs approaching 90. Showers and storms expected tomorrow. Temperatures rising by Friday. End of the weekend, it'll be dry but hot. Right now, it is 72 and partly cloudy in the city, 72 in Pasadena. Well, a week after Vinny Schiraldi gets fired, according to Governor Wes Moore, said he ordered his resignation. That would be a firing, right?
Yeah.
By any stretch of the imagination. The public is yet to hear directly from its acting leader. That would be Betsy Fox Tolentino. Tapped by the governor to lead this embattled agency. She assumed her role on June the 11th. So far, we have no idea. She has not given any interviews with the media. She's not made any public statements. But we can go back to what she has said in the past for some idea of how she would run the embattled DJS. Here she is on a, this is via Fox 45. This is a several years ago. She was they were on a virtual, of course, seminar or webinar, if you will, talking about at risk youth, and here her belief on detention. Okay, this is not a good start.
Detention has a negative impact on community safety.
Detention has a negative impact on community safety.
Okay.
Meaning detaining violent juvenile thugs has a negative impact on community safety.
Okay.
Sounds to me like it's Schiraldi-esque.
Yes.
Schiraldi-like. But wait, there's more.
Does it get us anything good? And what the research told us is really no. It really doesn't.
Really? Yeah. Really? So the people who are breaking into cars in Sean's neighborhood, you put them behind bars for a while, there's no good that comes out of that? I would suggest his neighbors would think there is. Their cars won't be broken into during the time period they're incarcerated.
Yeah, because there are no consequences. There is no accountability from Maryland's Department of Juvenile Services, which, by the way, was really a mess under Larry Hogan as well. It was better, but marginally.
Yeah.
Okay, then you got a guy like Schiraldi who believes that up to the age of 25, these youths are not capable of making rational, informed decisions. Their brains haven't fully developed yet. Okay? But we trust them with, you know, 2,000-pound vehicles at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, that, you may want to rethink that. Okay? Maybe no driver's licenses up to the age of 25, if that's what they were thinking about. But here's the question. Secretary Tolentino is expected and scheduled in the coming days to sit down with Mackenzie Frost. We'll talk with Mackenzie tomorrow, I'm sure, about this when she does our hit with us here on the show. But it's going to be very interesting for a person who says that detention has a negative impact on community safety. Does it get us anything good? The research tells us really no, it really doesn't. I wonder what the research is telling you right now as to the explosion of juvenile crime in the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland. What can you attribute that to? Well, we know it's probably lack of or poor parenting, if there's any parenting going on at all in some of these homes. The education system, which the left has absolutely destroyed in Maryland, and now they're going to throw more money at it with the blueprint. That's not going to help a damn bit. You know that.
Right.
So, again, unless they hold parents accountable, unless they fix the education system, the only way we have of keeping these juvenile thugs under control is by detaining them when they do something wrong. Okay, I'm not saying you put them in adult lockup, but and remember they changed the policy. Violent criminals were supposed to be detained, and the less violent ones were supposed to be given ankle monitors. Well, we just had the story yesterday of two of them that were released that for attempted murder,
yeah,
put back out on the streets. So I'm sorry, meet the old boss, or the new boss, rather, same as the old boss.
Talk Radio 680 WCV. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up, as we just mentioned, Charlie Gishler talking about the project on 695. And it continues and continues and continues. With any luck whatsoever, we're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And Charlie will fill us in on that right after the top of the hour, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCVM. For those of you who have been saying to yourself, you know, it is time to make sure I'm paying attention to my health, Rescue Natural Supplements, they are now rolling back the clock and prices. The supplements you trust at prices you've not seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices rolled back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. So order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Get healthy, get savings.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military is beefing up its defenses in the Mideast as President Trump decides how to deal with Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Mr. Trump has been consulting with his national security team.
U.S. officials say the Air Force is moving refueling tankers to the region to defend American military bases and personnel. If needed, the tankers would support any major air operation, whether it would be for evacuations or a potential strike by U.S. fighter jets.
Iran, which continues to be hammered by Israel, remains defiant. It's warning the U.S. against military involvement.
A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry has issued a warning that an American intervention in the ongoing Israeli strikes targeting his country would spark an all-out war. Esmail Bakarai made the comments in an interview live on Al Jazeera English.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma. Israel says it hit a centrifuge production center overnight, as well as other Iranian military sites. Just how effective is Trump border policy? The New York Post reports border agents did not release a single illegal alien into the country last month. In May of last year, 62,000 illegals were released into the U.S. under President Biden. And Border Czar Tom Homan, posting on X last night, writes, in the last 24 hours, the Border Patrol encountered a total of 95 illegal aliens across the entire southern border. Compare that to the Biden administration, who surpassed more than 10,000 per day. An apparent allergic reaction sent Homeland Security Secretary Noem to the hospital yesterday. She is said to be doing better this morning. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher so far. Right now, the Dow futures are up 25 points. NASDAQ futures better by 46 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For centuries, gold and silver have protected wealth through war, recession, inflation, and economic upheaval. At Advantage Gold, we specialize in helping you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical gold or silver, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000, for a limited time, you could receive up to $10,000 in precious metals when you open your qualified gold IRA with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're
living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, it's eased up a little bit on 83 South. We had the wreck that was out of camera range because the cameras were having a problem there at the Beltway. But southbound 83 before the Beltway, there was a wreck there. It was backed up to Pedonia Road. It's now moved down a little bit towards Timonium Road. So still a little bit slow. Definitely watch your speed. We're still looking at this broken down vehicle. It's blocking the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound. Big tractor trailer on that ramp and is blocking the entire ramp from the northbound Parkway onto the inner loop of the Beltway. So you're going to have to continue if you're working your way up, trying to get up the Beltway towards Wilkins Avenue. Don't have much of a choice there. You're going to have to go up towards the city-county line and then maybe make a flip somewhere where you can and come back. Otherwise, you're going to have to go up to 95 and work your way back towards the Beltway from that area at the city-county line. Big tractor-trailer blocking that ramp. Some slowing on the Beltway, mostly on the west side from just before Liberty Road down through Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, we're north of 70 in a number of locations. Right now, Dundalk has 71 degrees, and Aberdeen also 71. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Atterbury County Police are looking for the four suspects involved in the robbery of a man at a hotel in Hanover. Police say the victim took a woman to the hotel in Arundel Circle Monday night. When she stepped out of the room, two suspects with guns entered and robbed the man. Police say surveillance video shows the woman and two men leaving in a silver SUV driven by a fourth suspect. Police say the woman went by the name Pearl. Maryland State Police are issuing a warning about scammers who are posing as MVA employees. Scammers are sending bogus text messages from long, random phone numbers, and police say recipients should not click on any links or share any personal information. The MVA does not contact customers through unsolicited texts from unknown numbers. City police officer and a suspect both injured after a shooting in West Baltimore. Officer involved shooting happened Tuesday evening near Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. Officers on patrol approached a man they believe was armed. Suspect took off on foot. Police gave chase. When the police caught up, there was a struggle. Suspect fired at officers. They returned fire. Officer was shot in the foot in fair condition. Suspect in critical condition. Pick 3 lottery number from last night, 394. Your pick 4, 2149. It's 706. Next, it's Style on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Well, how good is that Oreo bullpen?
Into center field. Colton Cowser, who homered to give the Orioles the lead, makes the catch to end the game.
Dean Kramer, five innings, one run. The bullpen for shutout.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. That Oriole bullpen was pretty good last night, closing out a big 5-1 win over the Rays, who would come into the game winners of 19 of their last 25. After the game, manager Mancelino on his bullpen.
It feels pretty good right now. I mean, they've been really good here for 3 or 4 weeks. So I think when the bullpen got built, this is kind of what we thought it might be, and it's kind of happening right now before our eyes.
Bullpen in their last 14 appearances since June 3rd, 52 innings pitched, 11 walks, 69 strikeouts, 3 earned runs allowed, an ERA of 0.52. Lamar at the mic yesterday at Owings Mills as the mandatories began at Ravens Complex, asked how long it took him to get over the Buffalo playoff loss.
I don't think I get over any loss, to be honest. I got losses from youth football that still hunt me, you know, so I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me.
Stanley Cup final goes to the Panthers in 6 games, 5-1 last night over the Oilers. Florida back-to-back champ Sam Bennett gets the Conn Smythe Award, 15 postseason goals. Coming up in 30 minutes, all of a sudden the Yankees can't hit. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Down number two here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot for most of the last, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Those of us that have been traveling the 695, the Baltimore Beltway, have run into a number of bottlenecks and snafus, but there's a reason for that, because the Baltimore Beltway project is supposed to make all that stuff go away at some point in time. Joining us now from the State Highway Administration is spokesman Charlie Gishler. Good morning, Gish.
Morning, Gish.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. So what is the status of the Baltimore Beltway project as we know right now?
Thanks for having me on, because there's a lot of folks that don't really know what we're doing out there and why that there's so much traffic as we have to block that lane. This is a 19-mile project between 40 West Baltimore National Pike to east of Maryland 43 White Marsh Boulevard, and it's called the Transportation Systems Management and Operations, or we're just going to call it TISMO. What that is going to do is enable us to have part-time shoulder use during the peak hours, and they'll be guided by overhead lane control signals like you see at the Bay Bridge and at the tunnel. So when it's green, you can use the shoulder. When it's red, you can't. It reverts back to being just a shoulder to pull off for emergencies. So there is a lot of work that has to take place in that work zone. Because we're making the shoulders now load-bearing, remember, they were not load-bearing before like the actual highway. They were meant for temporary use for disabled vehicles and that type of thing. So we have to make it load-bearing. We also have to replace the drainage systems because we're moving all the inlets to make that a full lane to be used part-time. And there's intelligent transportation system units going in there that's going to be associated with that project. That's a general term. It's called ITS. What that is, it's going to have us enable us to develop something called an active traffic management system, and we're one of the first in the nation to use such a system, and that's going to be using sensors that can actually, and closed-circuit television cameras as well, to determine if there's any blockage in the roadways before we even open up those shoulders. And that could be anything from a crash to a disabled vehicle to any kind of debris in the roadway, so we can get our crews to get out there quickly and get it, sweep up the shoulders and open them up in time for either the morning or afternoon rush hour.
So Charlie, when you say shoulders, you're referring to the median shoulders, right?
Yes. Okay, we're going inside the median.
Right, so that's where we see all that work inside the median, and the center median there of 695 to work on that and widen it, not the shoulders on the right of the roadway. Those are emergency use only. But basically, that's going to be for designated times, peak times during rush hours. Do we know what those hours are yet?
generally it's going to be from approximately 6 to 9 in the morning and from like 3 to 7 in the afternoon. So, and that can vary. That can vary, of course, because we're going to have extra cameras up watching, and if we start to see the queuing get pretty bad, we'll open up the shoulders either earlier, or if it's not as bad, like around the holiday time when it's light traffic, we won't open it probably at all. But it's 38 miles in each total, 19 miles in each direction, so it's a large project. And what's going to happen at the end with this part-time shoulder use, let me just back up and say we picked this corridor because traffic studies have shown that this corridor to be the extremely congested during the peak hours. Everybody knows that.
Right.
The project addresses six of the top 15 most congested road segments in the state of Maryland and is expected to eliminate 9 congestion bottlenecks. So what does that mean in terms of time savings once everything is open? 21-minute time savings on the inner loop of the Beltway between Catonsville and Oberly, and up to 34-minute travel time savings in total commute time on the outer loop between Oberly and Catonsville. So that's pretty significant.
Yeah, that's really significant if that turns out to be accurate. So hang on, Charlie. Gishler State Highway. Chuck Whitaker, I know, has a question for you. Right now we have an update on traffic.
Southbound. Yes.
Go ahead, Charlie. Yeah.
Southbound 83, still a bit slow yet, according to the data, coming down from Timonium Road down to the Beltway. The accident was on the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway. So, again, that's a big area there where we get some slowing. Was backed up to Pedonia Road, has improved. The delays at both the tunnels now, 895 around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is lingering around O'Donnell Street and Eastern Avenue. So 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most at the tunnels right now. And then the other big problem is this broken down tractor trailer still blocking the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway. That ramp is not accessible at all. And the problem is, once you get there, you have no recourse but to go straight up the parkway and go into the city. So if you're hearing me and you're back there at the airport, I would take the ramp to the outer loop, go down to Camp Meade Road, and then work your way back to the inner loop from there if you're trying to get up the Beltway towards 95 and maybe eventually up towards the Wilkins Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your weather, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, going to be showers and thunderstorms possible still today. Pop-up shower storm is possible. The high's near 90. It's going to be with us the next couple days. And then drying out for the weekend, but hot. Right now it's 73, partly cloudy in Annapolis, and it is 73 in Pasadena. On our newsmaker hotline is spokeswoman for State Highway Administration, Charlie Gishler. Chuck Whitaker, the king of all traffic, I'm sure has a question.
What was I didn't get a chance to hear all this. What was the end date for this project?
Okay, so here's what happened. Unfortunately, this is the work zone where we suffered that tragedy back in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So that put us put us pretty significantly behind, honestly. But we're gonna do a segmented opening on this. The first segment that's going to open between US 40, Baltimore National Pike, and I-83, the Harrisburg Expressway, will open up in late 2027 with the entire project being completed in 2028 down toward Lillian Holt Drive. So, yeah, there is some light at the end of the tunnel here, but we ask that you bear with us. We've already found that, although we do have automated speed enforcement at various areas there and variable speed limits, we've already clocked two people so far in 2025 of going in excess of 130 miles an hour.
Okay.
And one of those drivers received the peak fee of $1,000 because there were workers present when they were blown past there. So we ask people, you know, there are speed enforcement out there. There are Maryland State Troopers out there. So slow down, move over, pay attention when you go through this massive work zone.
And Charlie,
sorry.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Is this a private contractor doing this work?
Yes, yes,
okay.
It is a private contractor.
I do know the Chinese built 26 miles of interstate in 6 months.
Wow.
I'm just putting that on the table in case you need to have some people brought over.
Yeah, but how?
26 miles of interstate in 6 months. I'm not lying.
Yeah, but you can use it once.
Charlie, will there be driving in an hour?
Yeah, exactly. So when these designated median shoulder lanes are just going to be opened up during peak rush hour times, will there be barricades like there are at the Bay Bridge to prevent people from using them at other times, or how are you working that?
There will not be. When it's not in part-time shoulder use, it'll revert back to emergency shoulder use only. That's why if you see the if you've traveled the Beltway between Reisterstown Road and 83, you see the gantries going up in the center median. That's going to hold the lane control signals and some of our ITS technology. So people just have to treat it with the green. You can use it. When it's red, you can't.
All right, so if it's red and you use it, are you going to get a fine for using it when it's red?
That I don't know, but you do take a chance of, you know, using it and then getting stuck there on that shoulder, because if there's a disabled vehicle that's using it for its intended purpose, then you're stuck.
Okay, Charlie, let me back up for just a couple of seconds to something else. We have a number of listeners who are curious about this. You have the Key Bridge. It is no longer. Why was this project not put on hold until the Key Bridge was taken care of?
Because we needed to, this corridor was selected because there's probably, on average, about 200,000 vehicles a day that use that whole section of Beltway. That's a lot of vehicles, and it was projected to be this project to address six of the top 15 most congested road segments in the state and eliminate 9 congestion bottlenecks. So we started this project before that bridge went down. We started this project back in the spring of 2022. So we were trying to address a problem, and unfortunately that other incident occurred. So, you know, we asked folks just to bear with us here.
Yeah, another listener had asked a question wanting to know, why couldn't you just work on one side of the Beltway at a time instead of doing both?
It's in the center median, and so each shoulder is being done at the same time, and that would also cut down, that would expedite the project as well, because they're two shoulders. We're not eliminating any travel lanes, except we do have to take a buffer lane now, because, like I said, people's driver behavior is still very aggressive and very you know, they're speeding out there. Like I said, two people clocked it going over 130 miles an hour already in 2025. So, but we are not taking any travel lanes away from anybody. It's all in the median that where we're doing the work, except for when we have that buffer lane.
Now, the other $64,000 question, can anything be done about Route 70 merging onto 695?
Well, that is, you know, that's something that's under study as well. We understand that that is a bottleneck as well.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I'm often challenged by that myself. So.
Yes, that's why. All right, Charlie Gessler, State Highway, again, Baltimore Beltway Project, and thanks for coming on and shedding some light on this. Appreciate it.
Sure. One other thing, if I may, for your listeners, if you want to keep track of this project, go to roads.maryland.gov and click on the projects page, and we update that weekly with any kind of associated off-peak lane closure. So we encourage you to go there, roads.maryland.gov.
All right, thanks a lot, Charlie. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. That's Charlie Gessler, State Highway. Is most of your check spent before it even hits your bank account? If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, living on a fixed income, you know how hard it is to stretch your dollars. When your income stays the same, but everything else gets more expensive, just getting by can feel like a full-time job. You know what I mean? That's where my good buddy Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer man, can help you. With over 30 years of experience, Mark specializes in helping homeowners access some of your equity in your home without giving up ownership or taking on a monthly mortgage payment. In fact, it's a loan that you decide when you want to pay. A reverse mortgage is a federally insured loan, lets you stay in your home, reduce your financial stress, and finally breathe just a little bit easier. Mark will come out to your home, explain everything in plain English, help you decide whether it's the right option for you or not. And you got to be 62 years of age or older and own your own home. If you're ready to stop just getting by and start living with less stress, call Mark today, 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. There's nothing to lose and potentially a whole lot to gain.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call the men time of the day, 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687.
Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up next hour, by the way, right at the top of the hour, Bob Cassilly will join us for a bit, talking about the new budget they have out there. So, and his county, so County Council actually passed the budget in Harford County. So, Bob Cassilly will join us 8:07 this morning right here, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. That is coming up.
Yeah, indeed. So I'll be tuned for that. Coming up at 7:37, we'll take a look at the president's looming decision on what to do with Iran.
Yeah.
As to whether or not just continue to bring the heavy heat, the leverage, and try to get them to the negotiation table. Boy, what happens if they don't want to negotiate? It sounds like the president's saying he's done with negotiations. So it's either complete surrender or what is the question.
Yeah. 7:23, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic weather on the threes. It's a Chuck or what? Whitaker.
The northbound side of the BW Parkway, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's a ramp that would take you up the Beltway towards Washington Boulevard. And 95 tractor trailer broken down on that ramp. The heavy duty wrecker is there, but he's still blocking the ramp. So the traffic coming up, once you get there, they're kind of going, uh-oh, what do we do now? Well, you really don't have much choice. You're going to have to go all the way up to the city-county line into Westport and then maybe work your way around from there. Hanover Street to 95, a couple of different options there. But probably, like I said earlier, maybe take the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway, go down to Camp Meade Road, use that interchange to come back up the Beltway and eventually up towards I-95. JFX should have been okay. Nothing major. Heavy traffic and the normal delays at both the harbor tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And, of course, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, showers and thunderstorms continue to be a threat here this morning and throughout the day today. Could pop up at any time tonight, tomorrow as well. Today, highs near 90, and then as the showers roll out of here, it's going to heat up, dry out for the weekend. Right now, we've got 74 in partly cloudy in Pasadena, 72 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the president weighing in on a couple of issues on his return trip from the G7 on Air Force One. And one of those is the mass deportations. There's been a little bit of hiccup here. First, there were going to be exemptions for farms and restaurants and hotels, and then there wasn't. We heard from Tom Holman last hour. Nope, the president continues with the mass deportations. By the way, 75% of all the deportations have been criminal, illegal aliens. Yeah. Okay, that's three quarters. That's pretty darn good when you get right down to it. But he said that these deportations are going to focus on Democrat-run cities, you know, like here in Baltimore.
There are far more in the inner cities, Democrat-run cities. Sadly, I mean, I'm just giving you a fact, there's far more there than you have on a farm or someplace.
Yeah. Exactly. He also, new poll out says that 68% that violators and rioters, like in Los Angeles, must be prosecuted. Again, 74% believe in criminal consequences, and two-thirds of Hispanics, 64%, demand that they also be prosecuted. So the American people are, again, with President Trump on immigration. He has done an incredible job on immigration. Not a single illegal alien was released into the United States last month. 64,000 were released in May of 2024. When Joe Biden was marginally there as president. As to Canada's wanting to have the Golden Dome extend to Canada, well, President Trump said they're going to have to cut a deal.
It's up to them. They're going to have to pay a lot of tariffs and things. They're going to have to pay a lot of money for the dome, for the Iron Dome. They want to be a part of it.
President Trump was also asked whether or not he would call the governor of Minnesota, Tampon Tim Walz, after the Democrat lawmaker, one was killed, another one was shot and wounded and is now healing, whether he would make a call to Tampon Tim.
I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out, I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
Yeah, why waste time? Why waste time at all? A new poll out, 60% of Americans, a majority of Republicans, oppose U.S. involvement in a war with Iran. So the American people right now are sending a message to President Trump. We don't want it. Okay, mm-hmm. We don't want another forever war. We don't want to be, unless, of course, there's a direct threat, unless we're attacked directly, or there's a direct threat to the United States. Let's do everything we can to help Israel defend itself, but we do not want any direct involvement in the war. President has to make a big decision on that coming up shortly. How does the one big beautiful bill stack up over in the Senate? Well, they're starting to tweak it a bit. They put guardrails on the no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security, which is really just a tax credit. What's interesting is that the SALT deduction, Bruce, it's $40,000 in the House, $10,000 in the Senate. This is basically penalizing red states.
Yeah, for doing their job right.
For doing their job right and help bail out the blue states. Again, it should be the people living in the blue states to put pressure on their legislature and their governor to lower taxes and not on the rest of us. That, unfortunately, I think it will, in a compromise, they'll land somewhere in between.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be, I don't know, it'll be $20,000, whatever the case may be, we'll see.
Which is basically, it's a reward for blue states.
Yeah.
It's a reward for the Democrat states, like Maryland, whose solution to shortfalls in the budget is not to say we need to cut the budget, it's we need to raise taxes and fees on the people who live here.
And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says wages are up 2% the first 5 months of his administration, day 150 of the golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
7:29 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they have been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the summer weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with great air conditioning. And boy, we're heading into some warm stuff this coming weekend. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. They're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. That's K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Wow. People are not happy about this Baltimore Beltway project. We'll share some of the reaction coming up. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. City police officer and a suspect are both injured after a shooting in West Baltimore. Officer-involved shooting happened Tuesday evening near Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. Officers on patrol approached a man they believed was armed. Suspect took off on foot. Police gave chase. When police caught him, there was a struggle. And the suspect then, who was armed, fired at officers. They returned fire. One officer shot in the foot in fair condition, suspect in critical condition. And the IID of the Maryland Attorney General's office is investigating. And they're also, by the way, investigating and delaying the release of a body cam video from a deadly police-involved shooting in Baltimore County. The May 18th shooting happened in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road in Dundalk. And they're holding the video a bit longer so that all involved parties can view the video before it's released to the public. Suspended Severna Park Elementary School teacher Matthew Schlegel has been found not guilty on 18 of 21 counts of child sexual abuse. The jury deadlocked on three charges. It is not clear if Matthew Schlegel will face another trial. Schlegel was charged with sexually abusing eight students between 2022 and 2024. Schlegel took the stand during the trial and denied the allegations. Bail review is scheduled for this afternoon. and Howard County Police investigating a shooting at a Jessup gas station. One woman was shot at around 6:15 last evening at a Shell station, 8700 block of Washington Boulevard. Police say the victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. Police have not released information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Coming up on 7:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway, and we are looking for locksmiths, access control, and CCTV technicians with 2 years experience plus. Crestlock.com offers competitive pay, bonuses, insurance, vacation, 401k, and great working conditions. Crestlock.com is also looking to train highly motivated individuals seeking a career in the security industry as a locksmith, access control, and CCTV technician. If you are interested, please send your resume to chris@crestlock.com. That's chris@crestlock.com.
Hi, bird lovers. It's the moment you've all been waiting for. Our bird food sale at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and Columbia. I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Brian. And that's right. All of the foods your birds love, seed, peanut, suet, cylinders, bark butter, mealworms, and more are on sale now. Drop by and see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia, or shop online at mywbu.com and save while you feed the birds.
Pick three in lottery number 394, your pick 42149. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The morning back up towards Annapolis is there, and in that, a little mist, a little fog as you're coming through, so we're backed up southbound I-97 at Route 32. It's all the morning buildup right there. Look down at the ramp at I-97 and 50, and all the lanes are open there. The fog is a little bit of a problem, but it's really foggy on the main span at the Bay Bridge, to a point where one camera, you see the cars going, and then pretty soon, 100 yards down the road, they disappear into the fog. So caution advised. No big issues right now as you're coming over towards Oceanic Drive, but from the Route 8 area across the main span over to the Severn River Bridge, the fog is going to be a factor. That broken down tractor trailer is still blocking the ramp from the northbound BW Parkway trying to get onto the inner loop of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Tied at one last night in Tampa. The Birds benefit from the long ball.
Well, there it is, an 0-2 slider. It's demolished. Deep right center and gone. He did not go to the splitter, Zach Littell. He gave him a two-strike slider, and Colton Cowser crushed it.
Kevin Brown with the call on Mass, and the Milkman's moonshot in the fifth gave the Birds a 2-1 lead on their way to a 5-1 win. Dean Kramer was the beneficiary. Impressive over five innings of one-run ball.
A pretty good mix going, and that was the plan going in, and kind of mix speeds and just try to get it off barrel.
Rays had averaged seven runs scored in their last four games. Orioles bullpen, though, came in and shut the door with four scoreless, impressing manager Tony Mancellino.
It feels pretty good right now. I mean, they've been really good here for 3 or 4 weeks. So I think when the bullpen got built, this was kind of what we thought it might be, and it's kind of happening right now before our eyes.
Birds and Rays tonight at 7:35. Trevor Rogers has been called up to start. He beat the Red Sox, if you remember, with six-plus innings of shutout ball back on May 24th. Elsewhere in baseball, the Yankees are in a drought. Shut out for the third straight night last night, 4-0, the final to the Angels. They were shut out by the Red Sox on Sunday night, now twice by Los Angeles. Entering his eighth NFL season, Lamar Jackson has the second-best record of any quarterback since 2018, with a 70-24 mark in the regular season. He's led the Ravens to three AFC North titles, including the past two. But Jackson is the only multiple NFL MVP quarterback to never reach the Super Bowl, and the losses gnaw at Jackson.
I don't think I get over any loss, to be honest. I got losses from youth football that still hunt me, you know? So I never get over a loss. I don't care how small it may be to someone else or how great it might be. It's always the same for me.
Patrick Mahomes has the best regular season record among NFL quarterbacks since 2018, 89 wins, 23 defeats. The race between Olympic 100-meter champion Noah Lyles and Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill has been canceled by Lyles due to personal reasons. Hill had challenged Lyles to a 50-yard race days after the American sprinter won gold in the 100 meters at the Paris Olympic Games last year. The race was supposed to be this weekend in New York's Times Square. The time now is 7:37 when we return some history worth considering.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Credit to Texter Marty on this. We were talking about should the interim tag be removed from Tony Mancellino, 16-13. He sends me an email. The last time the Orioles had a decision like this to consider was when Dave Tremblay took over for Sam Perlazzo back in 2007. He took over a team that was 11 under 500 and in his first 54 games went 29-25. And the Orioles said, whoa, this is the guy.
Yeah.
And they signed him to a deal. And then you know what happened after that.
Then he wasn't the guy.
He wasn't the guy. And actually, on the night that they signed him, remember, that was the game against the Rangers. They lost 30-3.
Oh, my God.
On the night they signed him. So, no! Don't do it!
Exactly.
Pitcher's duel then.
Yeah. It was a pitcher's duel before the game started.
Who kicked the field goal? Was that Justin Tucker?
I think it was. It was it was a 52-yarder, actually.
Wow.
Straight down the middle.
Exactly. Thanks, Gary. 7:38:22 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Boy, I got to tell you, the natives are restless regarding this Baltimore Beltway project. Jake says, ask this gentleman, every time I drive on 695, I see no one working. So the folks are a little bit unhappy about that. And there are others questioning, you know, the timing, as you put, the key bridge. Some are saying this was a huge waste of money.
Philip emails in, or texts in actually, enough of the road projects. They take forever, they never improve anything, and they're being used to excuse us to tax us more in disguise of a fine. Not to mention the horrendous amount of traffic they develop. They need to finish the curb projects before starting another. My gosh, when he said it's going to be 2027 before the outer loop is taken care of on the west side,
yeah.
I thought, man, anybody on the west side who tries to go to BWI,
right.
I mean, every single day.
I usually end up taking back roads along because I know ahead of time it's going to be messed up. But Tony O says, this is Baltimore where impatient drivers already use the shoulders to pass.
Right.
A part-time median lane with no physical barriers on the honor system is, in essence, creating an additional travel lane for those who already ignore traffic laws. We'll see accidents and drivers going 100 miles an hour with no barriers. Maryland government efficiency at work with our tax dollars.
I saw Jack yesterday. He was heading up a Racerstown Road. Because I wanted to stop at the Foundry and get some stuff on the way home. A guy passed me in the left-hand lane. It's double yellow lines. Guy passes me on the left-hand side by crossing the double yellow lines into traffic because he had to get to the stoplight first. I mean, it's just, what kind of idiot is this? So I just, you know, you scratch your head into this kind of stuff. You don't know exactly what they're thinking about. KT McFarland worked for Donald Trump during the first administration. She previously worked in the Reagan administration. She knows foreign policy like the back of her hand.
I've been in the Situation Room with President Trump where he's had to make decisions like this. He is really good. This is his finest moment. He's cool. He gathers intelligence. He doesn't get the yips. He finds out from his military leaders, his diplomatic leaders, his intelligence leaders, what are his options? And then he probably thinks of two or three other options that nobody else has thought of.
Yeah, that's a guy who can actually collate the information effectively on the fly and be thinking all the time he's getting the information as to what other possibilities are. That's an unusual mind that can do that.
Yeah, he gets all of that option put before him on the table. You know, the yes men, the no men, and they present all the options, and as she puts it, then he usually comes up with his own option in many of these instances.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm thinking outside of the box. I'm thinking...
That's part of the deal type stuff.
Yeah, maybe we do a modified lend-lease program. If you don't want to be directly involved ourselves, the lend-lease program, which we engaged in prior to World War II and our entry into World War II, enabled Britain to stay in the war because we lend them the stuff.
But then you have to lend-lease our pilots as well because not too many people are trained on the B-2.
Fair enough. But Farland says that Trump doesn't have to decide anything right now.
I don't think he needs to make the decision right now of whether to attack Fordo, whether or not to attack Fordo. Who knows what the Israelis have? We know that the Israelis have commandos on the ground in Iran. Maybe there are other ways to destroy that nuclear weapons site other than bunker-busting bombs that American military dropped.
Yeah, that's a point you made a couple minutes ago, as a matter of fact, Sean. She says that one thing to bear in mind, Iran can't handle the Israelis. They sure as hell don't want to fight with us.
I don't think they want to tangle with the United States because, as President Trump has said, you know, don't mess with Americans. And he said it whether he's talked to the Taliban, whether he's talked to the Russians, whether he's talked to anybody. You harm the head of one American, and then we're coming to get you. So that's got to be a huge deterrent.
And actually, I think that should be the position of every president, no matter what your party is. You take one of us hostage, you harm the hair on any American, you are asking for huge trouble.
Don't forget, Trump may have another secret weapon, ace up his sleeve. He could barter them to smithereens.
Yes, true.
Employing Ambassador Whitaker.
That's true.
To completely strip the cupboards bare in Iran.
So what you're saying is it's simply a pretext that Chuck is coming up here on Friday for
could
the
be.
Roast.
Could be a deep cover mission.
He has conversations to be had in Washington, D.C. with person or persons unknown before he flies back. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been known to bust a few bunkers.
He has.
Now.
Yeah.
Let me just say
particularly
this.
After Mexican food. 743.
The president has contacted me.
Oh, he has.
He wants me to take over and be the supreme leader.
Oh, that's very nice.
He wants me to be the seer of Roebuck.
The seer of Roebuck. I see. I thought you'd stick with being the Montgomery of Ward. It's a 743.
That would be one of my aides, Montgomery's Ward.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Choose your fake news coming up, Chuck.
You can use that Stooges stuff forever, you know?
I know, forever, Drew. As you've proven over the last 75 years.
Just like they said, there is no sanity clause. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The parkway is slow now on the northbound side, Powder Mill Road up through 197, 198. There's a report that a tree had fallen into the left-hand lane, so that's a problem. Only a single lane, apparently, to the right. A little further up, coming up into Anne Arundel County, Baltimore County, that tractor-trailer still blocks the ramp from the parkway northbound, the ramp that would take you onto the inner loop of the Beltway. That ramp is still completely blocked at that point. Pretty much the normal delays around the Beltway. There is slowing and the heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. Nothing out of the ordinary, but a little combination of the weather and the heavy traffic and all that heavy fog around the Bay Bridge area. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so at Bernie's Automotive, get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop by, get it done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Showers, thunderstorms in the area tonight. Rather from last night, hanging over till this morning and tomorrow as well. So maybe a pop-up storm near 90 today. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. And temperatures will be rising and drying out on Friday through the weekend. Partly cloudy, 74 in the city, 74 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for you. And Kurt in Edgewater is back.
Good morning. A few weeks ago, y'all were talking about making the Chuck Whitaker movie.
Yes.
I'm thinking Dylan Mulvaney is Chuck, and you can call the movie The Closet Queen of All Traffic.
It was a good try. Well, right on its ass, but it was a good try.
He's probably saying he's turning his thing out to match his panties.
Look, we haven't heard from you in 30 days. That's all you came up with?
Yeah. I thought maybe
not too bad.
I thought that maybe it was a sequel to "I Was a Teenage Warehouse," which we started years ago.
Yeah, that's Rolodex 101.
Oh, we got a special treat for you.
Yeah, what's a Rolodex?
A special treat for you. Just keep Rolodex in mind when you come on Friday.
It'd be a cold plated one, right?
Oh, wait, I can't comment yet. You have to surprise. Yeah, all right, okay. Kurt, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go after RuPaul Whitaker.
All right.
You know you want to see it, Kurt. I might even stop and see you when I come up there. You know I'm going to be flying right over your house. I'll be dropping something for you.
I figure you'll get to Road Round Boulevard and get lost.
Yeah, that's it. Can't find BWI.
Well, the roast has begun, folks. All right.
No, you know I'm perfectly handled by Southwest Airlines.
Yes, there it is. Log it. Story number one. Professor at Columbia University has sparked controversy by offering Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei asylum in his house on campus. Dr. Mahmoud Rastavi did not clear this through university officials, and the university has no comment at this time. Story two, the New York Times, which is a liberal paper, is now slamming socialist New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani, saying he's even too far left for them. And story number three, California Governor Gavin Newsom has a lot of free time on his hands. First, he launched a podcast early this year, and now he's announced he's launching a Substack column to fight disinformation. Boy, not too busy, is he? Story one, Professor Columbia offers asylum to the Ayatollah. Story two, even the lefty New York Times says a socialist too far left for them. And story three, Newsom now launching a Substack to fight disinformation. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
The New York Times, that guy, by the way, up there in New York, he goes, and I don't know what language he speaks, it's Farsi, I think. Yeah. He's promising people in Farsi all kinds of stuff. And his commercials, assuming that most New Yorkers can't speak what he's speaking. So he's offering the people who will understand all kinds of stuff for their vote. It's amazing. I think that's a true story. I also tend to think that story number three is a true story. So by default, number one is fake news.
Bruce goes for story one. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck goes for one. Kurt?
One.
Kurt goes for one. Kristen?
I'm going to make it unanimous.
All right, Kristen goes for number one as well. Nobody votes for story number two. Even the New York Times can't take this socialist New York mayor candidate. Yeah, that is a true story. And story number one, the professor offering asylum to the Ayatollah. That is our fake news story of the day. Kurt, you are a winner. So you'll be in purgatory for 30 days.
Good.
Thank you, Chuck. Yeah. Thank you.
But, welcome, dear. How many shirts, T-shirts do you have now, Kurt?
I've got, I think this is number five. If Chuck's cat relieves himself in his mug, let me know. I'll give him one.
Well, you know, here's what you do. You take all five, you sew them together, and then you can have one that'll fit Chuck.
That's nice. That's nice. That's a low shot. Yeah. That's a low
just,
shot.
Just one of many to come.
I'm surprised my voice didn't change.
Just one of many to come. Oh, boy, it's going to be so much fun, folks. Get your tickets today, WCBM.com. We only have 20 seats left, and you can see this up close and in person.
Where does it happen again?
At Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Really?
Yeah, it's Friday night, 6 to 9. All you can eat crabs, and that's included in your ticket. And, of course, the show will unfold around 8 o'clock that evening.
Chuck, were you aware of this happening?
Chuck's going to close the show, probably the whole place.
I'm going to close it, all right?
Yeah, exactly.
I would just say this. Do not sit very close to the stage.
Oh, Gallagher bringing a sledgehammer. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially after Chuck is engaged in an all-you-can-eat repast.
The sledge-o-matic is coming out, starting with that melon-head Casey.
Among other things. All right.
So, wait a minute. Chuck is coming out. Okay, then. That's
I can do that, too. That's fine.
Yes, he can. He's
I
coming
can fly
out
back by myself that way.
when Chuck comes out, he'll come out of the pantry.
All right.
Boy, you're getting them all in now, ain't you, brother?
Wow. Wow. I'm just testing these. You know, you never know which ones are going to land
now,
or not.
The audience think, well, I almost said something bad there. Ooh. Ooh, that was close.
All right, we'll see you in a couple.
Been a dump button for sure.
7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Bob Castley joins us right after the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Also, FBI. What a bombshell they dropped yesterday about the CCP and their involvement in the 2000 election. Wow.
The 2020 election.
I'm sorry, 2020 election, yeah. And who gets to pay for what's going to be happening? We'll be talking about that. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 753. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Heavy traffic south going into the Old Harbor Tunnel delays back into the area. The Urban Avenue ramp not quite back to Pulaski Highway. And then 95 off and on with the heavy traffic coming south from around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, O'Donnell Street, and going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And all four lanes are open, and then coming out of the tunnel southbound towards 395. Some delays on the parkway. We're still waiting. They changed the cameras, so I'm not sure that tractor trailer is still there. It was northbound on the BW Parkway to the inner loop of the Beltway going up towards Washington Boulevard. And then we had a tree that had fallen on the parkway northbound up around the ramp at 198, and that was blocking the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. The showers, thunderstorms continue after overnight into this morning. Maybe pop-up shower storm later this afternoon. Highs near 90. Continuing pretty much the same for tonight and tomorrow. And then things begin to dry up and heat up as well. Friday, we're expecting temperatures in the low 90s, so at least it'll be a nice, clear night for the... I don't know if you heard or not, but there's this crab feast that we're having.
No!
And a chuck roast Friday night at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Yeah. Yeah. Tickets still available at WCBM.com.
Huh.
Right now, partly cloudy, 74 in Middle River, 72 in Forest Hill. Democrats still don't get it. Far left wing New York City mayoral candidate Brad Lander, apprehended by ICE agents after getting into the way of a lawful immigration activity outside of a federal courthouse, the latest in a string of lawless actions by elected Democrats across Maryland. Because, after all, the Democrat Party is, by definition, lawless. The city controller, Brad Lander, created a chaotic scene at Federal Plaza, Manhattan, when he repeatedly demanded to see a warrant for an individual being escorted away by ICE. Lander kept his hands on the suspected illegal alien's shoulder, refused to let go, and that is obstruction by definition.
You don't have to. I'm not obstructing. I'm standing right here in the hallway. I asked to see the judicial warrant.
You're arresting the
by asking the for a judicial warrant. You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens asking for a judicial warrant.
We go too. Sorry. No way. Upstate. Where are you taking him? Hello?
Hi, I'm the controller's press secretary. Where are you taking the controller of the New York?
We're taking him to jail. That's where we're taking him. And maybe you should get used to the concept. First off, there's no judicial warrant for to deport an illegal alien. There's none needed.
It's just being a jackass. See, look, after all, you had Alex Padilla. He got press out of this. Maybe I can get some press myself.
Yeah, well, I think you're right there. I think it's all about, this is some fundraising for their radical left-wing base. Yep. That's why they do this kind of stuff. Afterwards, he held a presser outside the building.
Are going to make sure that at least they get as much help as we can provide, as New York City, as New York State can provide to help them avoid being separated or being detained. But then when we went back upstairs again, we had these next two cases, this Yoruba gentleman and then Edgardo, who we just tried to walk out of the building. And I think you saw the video. All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they would not show me the warrant. And I said I'd let go of his arm as soon as they showed it to me. And they did not show it to me. And you saw what happened.
Yeah, we saw what happened. You were arrested. You were handcuffed. You were perp walked out of the courthouse. And we'll see, according to ICE Director Todd Lyons, as to whether or not any other charges can be brought.
It's being reviewed by the U.S. attorney right now to see what, if any, potential charges are.
So here we have, this is, remember, what was it, LaMonica, McIver, of course, that was at the Newark, New Jersey ICE detention
Alex
facility.
Padilla, California, this guy in New York. There'll be somebody else. Look, they figured they can get some fundraising out of this. Plus, I do think, Sean, that they're laying kind of a groundwork so they can then, in the off-year election, say, these Republicans, they want to arrest everybody, even elected Democrats, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but look, I just, it'll be interesting to see. Because a lot of these people think this is just civil disobedience. It is not. Okay? It is not civil disobedience to lie in the middle of a highway trying to shut it down. It is not civil disobedience to obstruct justice when a federal law enforcement agent is there trying to make a lawful arrest. And it'll be interesting to see how many of these people get convicted, if any, and actually do some jail time. Then maybe they'll get the message.
Yeah. Well, it's not civil disobedience to strong arm an ICE agent. It's not civil disobedience to walk into somebody else's presser and begin to shout at them from the back. I mean, they're just being jackasses.
All right, coming up, we have, our Harford County Executive Bob Castle is going to join us. First, I want to tell you about Rescue Natural Supplements. They are rolling back pricing to 2010. It was a big Memorial Day sale. It was so popular, so many people took advantage of it, we decided to extend it through the month of June. So right now, everything at the website, res-q.com, has been marked down to pricing from decades ago. In addition, you can save up to 33% on your favorite Rescue Natural supplement or nutraceutical today by using this code MY33. That's MY33. So not only are you saving on rollback pricing, you save an additional one-third by using the code MY33 at checkout at res-q.com or when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Stock up on all your favorites today, as don't know if we're going to be able to extend it past June, but strike while the iron is hot and save your money today with that coupon code MY33. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, the Harford County Executive joins us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
President Trump is considering what role the U.S. should play in the destruction of Iran's nuclear weapons program. Mr. Trump has been meeting with his national security team.
For the past couple of months, the president held out hope that negotiations with Iran would lead to a deal on its nuclear program. But now he supports Israel's military strikes against Iran and is calling for the country's unconditional surrender. In several social media posts, he boasted that we now control Iranian airspace, claimed we know the location of Iran's supreme leader, and warned the U.S. would come down hard on anyone who targets American troops. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israel says overnight its fighter jets hit key elements of Iran's nuclear and missile program, including a centrifuge production facility. The ongoing Israeli airstrikes taking a heavy toll on Iran.
Explosions were heard in Tehran early Wednesday as intense Israeli airstrikes again targeted the capital in a conflict a human rights group says has killed at least 585 people across Iran and wounded over 1,300 others.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Iranian missile and drone strikes have killed at least 24 people in Israel and wounded hundreds of others. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is lifting a curfew in downtown L.A. She imposed the curfew 8 days ago in response to rioting, vandalism, looting and such sparked by the Trump administration's enforcement of federal immigration law. Not a single illegal alien was released into the U.S. last month, according to the New York Post. In May of last year, 62,000 were released into the country under President Biden. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 64 points. NASDAQ futures 64 points higher as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Wednesday morning. Traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Slowdowns on the parkway northbound right at the Beltway. There's a broken-down tractor-trailer on the ramp that would take you from the parkway onto the inner loop of the Beltway. That ramp takes you up towards Washington Boulevard and eventually up towards I-95. No access to that ramp right now. If you get to that point, you have to continue straight on the parkway all the way up through the city-county line. The other problem was a tree down about 30 minutes ago was reported down in the area between 198 and 197. The initial report said the tree fell and was blocking the left-hand side of the roadway. Beltway continues with all the normal delays. There's some heavy fog still around the area of the Bay Bridge on the main span, continuing over through the Severn River Bridge. And then you have your morning delays, of course, the usual area on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ellicott City right now, 69 degrees on Valley of 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Suspended Severna Park Elementary School teacher Matthew Schlegel has been found not guilty on 18 of the 21 counts of child sexual abuse. The other three counts are still being discussed in the jury pool. The jury was deadlocked on those three charges. It's not clear if Matthew Schlegel will face another trial. Schlegel was charged with the sexually abusing eight students between 2022 and 24. He took the stand during the trial and denied the allegations. Bail review is scheduled for this afternoon. Howard County Police investigating a shooting at a Jessup gas station. Woman was shot at around 6:15 Tuesday evening Shell Station, 8700 block of Washington Boulevard. Police say the victim was taken to a hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. Adirondack County Police looking for the four suspects involved in the robbery of a man in a hotel in Hanover. Police say the victim took a woman to the hotel in Arundel Mill Circle Monday night. When she stepped out of the room, two suspects with guns entered and robbed the man. Police say surveillance video shows the woman and two men leaving in a silver SUV driven by a fourth suspect. They say the woman went by the name of Pearl. It's 8:06 on WCBM. Pick three lottery number 394. Your pick 4-2149. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Big start for Trevor Rogers tonight as the Birds call up the young left-hander to take the hill against the Rays at 7:35. Acquired from the Marlins at the trade deadline a year ago, didn't have much of a year last year, but his lone start this year was stellar.
Yes, sir.
Right over the knees on the inside corner. That is perfect paint from Trevor Rogers. Down on strikes for the second time. Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald back on May 24th at Fenway Park. 6 1/3 of shutout ball for Rogers that night. Two hits, no walks against the Red Sox. The Birds hope he can get somehow close to that again tonight. Meanwhile, there's a dynasty brewing in South Florida.
The fans rise. They're in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Panthers begin to celebrate.
Kenny Albert had the call. The Panthers go back-to-back with a 5-1 clincher over the Oilers. Sam Bennett with 15 postseason goals gets the Conn Smythe Trophy. Coming up in 30 minutes, Lamar Jackson has sent a message to Eric DaCosta. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
To Glen Burnie, to Fort McHenry, and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three, you're on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us on our newsmaker hotline for this segment, Harford County Executive Bob Cassily. Bob, welcome back.
Good morning, John. It's good to be here.
Good to have you.
I got to imagine, because, you know, the Harford County budget has just approved by the county council last week. Was this the most difficult based on the state-inflicted financial crisis that you had to deal with?
Well, yeah, look, each one of our budgets has been a challenge. You know, I came into office with a $90 million structural deficit when I first entered, and we've been fighting that one back. And My team really recognized from day one, really the first day I came into office, it was like, welcome to, congratulations, here's the truth. and looking at the problems that we were encountering and what the state economy looked like. So we started from day one with our own version of DOGE. We started really cutting back and focusing on efficiencies, using technology, reducing spending, holding the line. And those were tough decisions, but we started, you know, they incurred a lot of wrath from a lot of folks. But by starting early, it's put us in a position where we were able to keep moving forward in the same vein. And we've been the last two budget cycles, and we were able to not raise taxes and to fund our priorities, specifically public safety and education, without any tax increases, and still fund the essentials of government. So it was all thanks to just you know, doing the right thing. And I look at our strategic priorities. I think one thing that differentiates Harford County from the state and some of the other jurisdictions is that our strategic priorities are strong families and faith, strong faith and strong local businesses. That's the real engine of our community, or those are the engine. And while government is essential, it's not the strategic priority. And I think a lot of jurisdictions, especially the state of Maryland, will cut into funding. They'll raise taxes, so you're pulling money from families and from our churches and from our local businesses and putting it towards government. And that's a major error there, because you've got to recognize that that's what's really, they're the ones that are really going to build you a strong community. And so we resist that, and we keep our focus and make government live within the taxpayers' means and not the other way around.
Bob, there are those in your county who have said you're not spending enough on public safety. How do you respond?
Look, we've had, this year, our police average salary could be $106,000 a year for average policing salary. We have fully funded the pay study that the sheriff had instituted 3 years when came into effect when I came into office. We have equaled that study. We have made major investments. Just this year, we did 30 new patrol cars. All of our equipment is state-of-the-art. Computers, lights, you name it. Upgraded all the radios to encrypted systems. So we're majorly supporting public safety, and not just police, but EMS and fire as well. So it's you look at our record; it's been one of consistently moving up. Now, have we funded everything that the sheriff has asked for? No. Look, I have to be balanced here, and at some my job is to say, hey, I got you. I see where you want to go, but there are limits. There is. This is not an unlimited budget, and I know some folks don't like to hear that, but we've heard that throughout. You know, we came in and really instituting tight fiscal controls that folks would say, hey, who are you to tell people how much money they should spend?
Well, when you don't have an unlimited source of revenue, you can't have an unlimited budget. More with Harford County Executive Bob Castle here on the fiscal 2026 budget in just a second.
8:13, traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, the man of the almost hour, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck near the convention center right at Camden Yards, Howard Street. It's reported between Conway and Pratt Street, so that could affect the north end of 395 as you're coming up to Camden Yards. We have a report now the traffic lights are not working. Not sure if they're out or they're on flash. Be careful at Pulaski Highway at Armistead Way as you're traveling on that section of Route 40. They've removed the tree that was in the roadway on the BW Parkway northbound near 198. The backup at 197. A little better, still slow coming up from the ramp at 198, but that's starting to dissipate. And in the meantime, the broken down tractor trailer still blocking the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a cloudy day, shower storms still lingering in the area. Maybe a pop-up storm here or there with highs close to 90. Going to feel a little humid today as a result. Right now we got 73 and partly cloudy in Bel Air, 76 in Arnold. On our newsmaker hotline, Harford County Executive Bob Castle. We're talking budget. And, of course, you took a lot of heat, as you just mentioned, especially in the first budget from public safety, but also from education, and you look at the cost shifting from the state onto Maryland counties, which I understand was a little over $6 million for Harford alone. So, but you is it accurate that you gave the Harford County Public Schools everything they wanted in this budget?
So, look, we sat down. We've been working together, trying to understand each other for the last 2.5 years. I meet monthly with the superintendent, and I just laid out, look, you cannot grow faster than our economy grows. Education has a limited spending budget, just like everything else. And we've just pushed this point over and over and over. We can't raise taxes. We can't take money from hardworking families. We can't continue to disable our small business community. You've got to live within the taxpayers' means. So we finally struck a deal that, all right, we'll, you know, instead of you guys asking for $60 million, which is what they were asking for, and I said, it's just not realistic, they agreed to work on a 3-year budget deal, and they came in at a far more reasonable rate, the most reasonable ask they've had since I've been in office. And it was a reasonable deal, so we took it and fully funded their ask. I give the schools a lot of credit for having sat down and really spoken openly and maturely and recognized that as much as they need the money, so do our families, so do our small businesses, so does public safety. Everybody needs some, and we've just got to be realistic about this and not political. Let's not politicize the budget. Let's be realistic. So with that kind of an attitude, we were able to work together and strike a deal. But I think this is in the best interest of the students. I mean, you still have the extremist elements out there that are still screaming that we should have given them even more. But that's the $23 million above maintenance of effort at a time when student population continues to fall.
Bob Cassidy is with us, the county executive for Harford County. Bob, I want to swing back to public safety for just a minute, because you give a list of a number of things that are in the current budget. And as you went through that list, a lot of them sounded to me like long-term capital projects. Does this mean that there'll be more money freed up in next year's budget? If the same number of dollars goes to public safety, it's not going to necessarily go to these long-term capital projects. Is that the case? Do I understand correctly?
Well, so when I came in, there was a lot of capital projects that were, particularly the sheriff was looking at one for additional precinct, and we looked at that and then pulled out the study that they had done that said if you do these capital projects that aren't necessary, you're going to take the money that you really need to do to support police salaries and operating expenses. The report made a whole lot of sense. It was an outside professional report that was requested by the sheriff and done at his request. So we abided by his own report and said, look, let's focus on police salaries. So in doing that and not going overboard on capital projects, we were able to fully fund the salary requests and really all the major requests that they had out there. But we still have to be cautious on the capital budget request, because, as you know, building the building is only part of the expense. Once you build it, you got the maintenance expenses, the operating expenses, and all the people that you want to put in that building.
You're not quite answering my question, Bob. I'm sorry. Let me jump in. And that is, a lot of money seemed to me in your list going specifically to capital expenses for public safety this year.
Yes.
Assuming the same dollars go to public safety next year, one would assume that those dollars can go to something else other than capital expenses. Is that the plan, or are there other capital expenses that have to be postponed?
Yeah. We've got an incredible list of capital expenses, given the number of buildings, public buildings in Harford County.
Okay.
I mean, as you know, capital expenses are bonded out. That's long-term debt. And so we try to make sure that we don't exceed a total of $100 million in capital debt in any given year. Usually half of that goes to the schools, half goes to the rest of the entities that we fund. So we basically take the other $50 million that's not going towards schools and allocate that primarily to public safety, but obviously we got other expenses and public works and the rest. By limiting our capital expenditures, obviously the debt service on that is what you do have to pay each year, and so we try to maintain that at a reasonable rate so that our debt service doesn't swallow up our operating fund. So we'll have I'm confident that next year, you know, as long as the state doesn't do anything too stupid, that we'll have the funding next year to give an increase of public safety.
That's quite an assumption.
Zing.
That's quite an assumption.
So for Harford County residents, Mr. County Executive, where can they go if they have more questions or want to see more about your 2026 budget?
Sure. Well, you can just go on and Google Harford County Government, our webpage, come up on the county website, and we've got the budget flag there. And it's got all the details of the budget. It's a very transparent, award-winning budget we have received awards the last 2 years for transparency in our budget and ease of use. So it's a document that's designed for citizens to explore and read. And then feel free to reach out to my office with any questions folks have. And I think we can. We're pretty good at answering those in rapid order. I think I'm very proud of the budget we put forward. Citizens well served. No tax increases. Funding the priorities of public safety and education. That's what the citizens have told us. Those are their personal priorities. And then we're able to maintain operation of the government. So it's been a long, hard road. We're going to continue down this trajectory because that's what we're paid to do, is to effectively manage the taxpayers' resources. And I take my obligation to be a good steward to the taxpayer.
Very good. Thank you. Harford County Executive Bob Casley. Bob, we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
It's 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Good morning. It's 8:23, Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
We're still backed up on the Beltway coming down from 795 through I-70. The camera at I-70 is out. I'm a little concerned about this backup right here between Liberty Road and the ramp at Security Boulevard. It's moving again, but it's really jammed up right in there. See traffic moving down at Route 40, but I'm not so sure. There could have been something going on here in the construction area on the outer loop south of Liberty Road and after Windsor Mill. We're moving some lanes again. We'll keep an eye on that. A little slow through Green Spring, but not bad. Parkville side is getting better. Both the tunnels still running with some heavy traffic south. If you're exiting from 95 coming into the city at the north end of 395, a wreck at the convention center at Howard Street, at Conway Street. Traffic light is out at Armistead Gardens, Pulaski Highway at Armistead Way, and it looks like they're still a little bit slow yet from the earlier problem on the VW Parkway. A tree was down there, 198. That is improving. Tractor trailer broken down, still blocking the ramp from the VW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms from overnight continue into this morning. Could pose a risk a little later on today of a pop-up storm or a thunderstorm. Highs near 90, pretty much the same for tomorrow before things dry up and heat up over the weekend. Right now, 74, mostly cloudy in Columbia, and 74 in Owings Mills. We're starting a brand-new feature here on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot, where we're looking to our WCBM sponsor. It is the sponsors here that power the ability to us to program to deliver the content that you enjoy on a daily basis. And we like to feature our local sponsors. It's our Buy Local Spotlight. And first up here this morning is our sponsor from AES Builders, Tim Munson, is with us here this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
We are doing just fine. Thanks for joining us here again. And you have owned AES Builders now for 35 years. So tell us, what is it that you've done that has gotten your business to be so successful?
So, yes, 35 years ago, I knocked on a door and introduced myself, and it has grown from that point of view. But the most important thing I think that people are looking for in the market is fair pricing. They're looking for integrity. You know, being in business 35 years, you go through a lot of people to keep the good people. And I think what we bring into the home is a more experienced carpenter, if you would, a craftsman, and, you know, so that we can do a better job. Anybody can come by and say, hey, I do this and I do that. But after 35 years of making people happy, you know, we have created trust. So, and that's, I think that's what the people are looking for. They're looking for a company that will do what they say they will do and then back it up. As you know, in the state of Maryland, they only require 1 year warranty. Because I can produce a better product with better people, I'm very comfortable in giving you 5 full years warranty on my work.
Tim, it's interesting you mentioned trust, because we in our family, we do look for people to do things around the house, as a lot of families do. And the one thing we look for is track record and trust. And I think that people do find that in you. When they say, we don't want to have a bathroom done, we want to have our kitchen redone, they want to be able to trust that, yes, you'll bid on the job, yes, you'll take the deposit, but yes, you'll show up for the second and third day of work as well. And you cannot say that about everybody.
That's absolutely true. I did a job mid last year where the company came in and put in a foundation and put in some walls, and then they walked off of the job. And fortunately, the folks got in touch with AES. We went in and recovered the job for them. They were in their 14th week of nothing, and we got the job done in 3 months, finished the addition and the screen porch for them.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the concierge service. How does that work?
So with our concierge service, if you're doing a bathroom, kitchen, basement, so on and so forth, we have our concierge comes and meets with you, gets your ideas, especially with the ladies in the house, and they help design the kitchens color-wise to make sure that the cabinets are the right type of cabinets to go with the flooring, the color coordinates, and they give them ideas, because what we find is that, you know, most people want a new kitchen, but they don't know where to start.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, anyway, we want to thank you for being a long-time local sponsor here to WCBM, and looking for many more years to come. And anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
Yeah, give us a call. We are starting to see that the prices that went up over the COVID years is coming down, so we're able to give better pricing on projects. And I would just say, give us a call, get in ahead of the crowd, so that we can come out and do a good job and make you happy.
And that number to call again?
Serving you. The number to call is 410-574-4400.
410-574-4400. Tim Munson, AES Builder at Home Improvements. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. It's that simple, and I stand behind it.
Great slogan.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. It's Tim Munson, of course, just the first in our Buy Local Spotlight, because, again, it is the local sponsors who are the lifeblood of local talk radio.
And absolutely.
And, again, we want to thank you for frequenting our local sponsors. Many of them have been on for a long
time.
Ages. You know, some of them, of course. And you'll be hearing from them as they reintroduce themselves. themselves to you over the next coming days and weeks and so on and so forth. But it is, again, we are not subsidized. We're not given grants by the government like other entities are. This is how we make our money. This is how the relationship we have with our sponsors is. It's symbiotic. We both benefit from each other, and you're included in that relationship as well as a listener. Thank you so much. It's coming up at 8:30. Up next, a FBI bombshell report on how the CCP tried to interfere in the 2020 election. Here are your latest news headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Atabola County Police looking for the four suspects involved in the robbery of a man at a hotel in Hanover. Check this out. Police say the victim took a moment to the hotel in Arundel Mills Circle. That's Monday night. She stepped out of the room for just a moment. Two of her compatriots stepped in with guns. They entered the room and robbed the guy. Police say surveillance video shows the woman and those two men leaving in a silver SUV driven by a fourth suspect. Police say the woman went by the name of Pearl. Maryland State Police issuing a warning about scammers who are posing as MVA employees, scammers sending bogus text messages from long, random phone numbers, and police say recipients should not click on any links or share any personal information. The MVA does not contact customers through unsolicited texts from unknown numbers. City police officer and a suspect both injured following a shooting in West Baltimore. Officer-involved shooting happened Tuesday evening near Pennsylvania Avenue and Lawrence Street. Officers on patrol approached a man they believed was armed. A suspect took off on foot. Police gave chase. He was armed. The suspect, when caught, fired at officers. They returned fire. One officer shot in the foot, in fair condition now. Suspect in critical condition. The IID of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating. And also, they're delaying the response, or the release, rather, of the body cam footage from a deadly police-involved shooting that took place in Baltimore County. The May 18th shooting happened in the 8200 block of North Boundary Road in Dundalk. Police responding to a report of an armed man experiencing a mental health episode. The IID says additional time needed so the involved parties can view the video before it is released to the general public. Coming up at 8:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. If you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it, we're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
8:32 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, pick three lottery number 394, your pick 42149. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we thought there was a problem there on the outer loop as you were coming south from Windsor Mill Road and down towards I-70 Security Boulevard. See a vehicle now in the painted out area on the right shoulder with a wrecker, and I think state police just left there. It's off the roadway now, but apparently was in the roadway at that point, so it bottled us up there for a while, and now at least right there at Security Boulevard down to Route 40, pace is better, but we're still backed up as you're coming south from around the ramp area at 795 down through Liberty Road, but now at least all the lanes are open. Keep in mind the traffic light malfunctioning in the city. Pulaski Highway at Armistead Way, there was a wreck. It was minor near the convention center at Howard Street at Conway Street, and we're going to try and get another look, see if that tractor trailer is still there on the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're tracking some showers here for your Wednesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Expect a few more thunderstorms to pop up later in the day. Temperatures will climb well into the upper 80s and lower 90s. We'll see more of those temperatures rising on Thursday with more showers and thunderstorms Thursday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you want the lowest price. With their lowest price guarantee, if you find a qualifying lower price on the same item, they'll match it. Price match applies to same item current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how they'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, it's a huge hill, no doubt, but the Orioles are attempting to climb it as they've won 12 of the last 17 to claw their way back to within six of the third wild card spot. Manager Tony Mancelino asked about the trek after last night's 5-1 win over Tampa Bay.
It's a huge hill, but I don't feel like we haven't been confident. I feel like, you know, even going back to 18 games under 500, I feel like there's been some belief. I think it's obvious that as you get inch closer and win more games at this point, especially against one of the better teams in baseball right here, the belief picks up a little bit. So
Baltimore sends out Trevor Rogers tonight at 7:35 in Game 3 of the series against Tampa. The Ravens gearing up for their final spring practice today, the second day of mandatories in Owings Mills. A couple things of note, DeAndre Hopkins at the mic yesterday, the new wide receiver, on what impresses him most about the Ravens.
The camaraderie, how close guys are. I think that's what makes a great football team. They do things not just on the field, but off the field together. I've always been, a big fan of that. You have to build a bond, not just on the field, but off the field.
And then there's Lamar with coveted cornerback Jair Alexander available on the free agent market, sending a message to general manager Eric DaCosta.
Go get him, Eric. Love all our corners, don't get me wrong, but go get him, Eric.
Have you gotten a chance to talk to Jair about coming here?
Yeah, I hit him up, but you don't know. You never know with Jair. That's my boy, man.
Alexander and Lamar were teammates at Louisville. And finally, on this date in baseball history, just 1 year ago today, June 18th of 2024, one of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history passed away. We're talking about the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, will forever be known for doing this back in the World Series of 1954. What a call, optical illusion. That catch by Willie Mays, of course, back to the plate in deep right field at the old Polo Grounds, robbing Vic Wirtz of what would have been a triple at least, if not a home run. And Willie Mays was passed away last year, 1 year ago today, at the age of 93.
Wow.
The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's a great day for El Presidente.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, here's the thing. I'm 63 years old, okay? When I was 10 years old, this is 53 years ago, I watched that play that Willie Mays made on tape or whatever, right? And it gave me chills when I was 10. It still gives me chills today when I'm 63 to watch that play by Willie Mays. And that's just what sports does. You remember things back from your childhood, from great history, etc., and you just get that feeling all over again like you're a kid.
Do you think that's it, or the fact that you're not wearing your jacket in the studio for the first time? I'm just curious.
Second time. I didn't wear it yesterday. Yeah. It's June. Once June 15th rolls around, the jacket comes off. I wear the jacket from October 1st to June 15th.
Uh-huh. But I think you're right, though. There are moments in sports that just are etched into your memory for time immemorial. And not only that, but I just remember going to football games with my dad, and that was a tradition that we had, tailgating and going to football games, and then all the highlights from those games. games, and then taking my sons, and then this coming September 7th, on Grandparents' Day, I'll be taking my grandson to his first football
game. Oh, that is great.
Ever. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that sports does. Leave the politics out of it.
Please.
Let's enjoy it for the fun. And look, they used to say on what, Wild World of Sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Correct.
We've all been there. But it's the memories, I think, that really make an impression on all of us.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid driving from point A to point B, my dad was driving. I was underage still, and he was listening to the White Sox game from Chicago. We were up in Wisconsin at the time. I remember his body motions while he was watching him.
Yeah.
He was passive by and large, but when something happened, his right hand began very active on the steering wheel. I mean, very controlled kind of guy. But I remember these memories surrounding sports are amazing. And I remember also as a kid, once I had my license, going to a high spot in southern Wisconsin so that I could listen to the radio, listen to the Cubs game, listen to New Orleans, listen to New York, listen to other games around the country.
We've learned something about you never knew before, that you actually, they had radio when you were a young kid.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
Was it just at the beginning of it?
The radio, yes, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, on this day also in baseball history, Dennis Martinez won his 200th game, El Presidente.
Wow.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Gary.
245 for his career.
Great pitcher. Remember him well. All right, this is just typical of what the deep state does, and there's the reason why that it needs to be the full light, the disinfectant of sunlight has to be rained down on all of this stuff, and it's beginning, albeit a little bit late. Cash Patel, the FBI director, has released documents which reveal that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, produced fake U.S. driver's licenses to skew the 2020 election with fake mail-in ballots for Joe Biden. China had mass-produced fake U.S. driver's licenses to carry out a scheme to hijack the 2020 election with fake mail-in ballots for Biden. I think they didn't need the Chinese because they already had it on their own, but this was the intent. The FBI director handed over these documents to Senate Judiciary Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley. And so here's what happened, Bruce. The FBI suppressed intel on the Chinese Communist Party's plan to not, this is not just a scandal, it is proof, I think, of systemic corruption. You have Cash Patel's declassified docs reveal these mass-produced driver's licenses to hijack the mail-in ballots, yet D.C. buried it. Where's the outrage? Where was FBI Director Chris Wray when this came across his desk? And it did.
Yep.
Across his desk, instead of blowing the whistle, instead of saying, what's going on, being outraged, what's going on here, let's get to the bottom of this, they buried it.
Well, they buried it because they were concerned that that news would help Donald Trump.
Yeah, and not only they recalled the intel, they let foreign interference slide to protect the swamp, the deep state, and this is the deep state in action, weaponizing federal power to shield globalist allies, even communists, who seek to take over the world, and while silencing dissent, while censoring those of us on the right and those of us that knew that something was amiss, was painfully wrong with the 2020 election of November 3.
Yeah.
So these are the same people that have gaslit us about secure elections, actively covering up a CCP attack on our republic. You know, to me, Bruce, accountability isn't optional. It is a national security imperative, and people must be held accountable. And let's find out where this investigation goes, and then let's hold them accountable.
Absolutely. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's time for Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck, of course, he's going to be missing for Friday morning, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll be off Friday because he'll be en route.
En route.
En route to Baltimore for the big WCBM craft piece. By the way, somebody had written in saying that on their Android, they said tickets were sold out. They couldn't get tickets over the phone or on their device. And so that was a glitch in the system that has now been corrected.
Oh, I see.
So if you have an Android device and you were looking to buy tickets, there's still about 20 seats left. You can now go and use that Android device to buy your tickets to the event, to eat all the crabs you want, have all the food you want, and then we're serving up Chuck Flambe For dessert.
843, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, here he is, Chuck. I am the glitch in the system, Whitaker.
We'll be picking up an F-16 support coming up from just about Virginia Beach into BWI, just to make sure we land safely. We don't want any difficulties or anything, you know. The Outer Loop West Side improving now. The broken-down vehicle was there just long enough to keep us backed up towards 795. That's better now, and then moving south from there, at least down to I-70 and the ramp at Security Boulevard. A lot better than it was 20 minutes ago for the traffic through that area. A little bit slow, Inner Loop at Green Spring and on the Parkville side. JFX should have been okay, nothing major. The backup is still there, dealing with fog and heavy fog going south on I-97 at Route 32. And that fog has been right in that area, just around Sandy Point and on the main span at the Bay Bridge. But we've had no incidents through the area. Traffic a little bit slower and still running with the low beam headlights on through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, still a chance of a lingering shower storm, pop-up thunderstorm or shower a little bit later on today with highs approaching 90. Very humid here today, and of course that continues tomorrow, and then we heat up but dry out coming up on Friday through Sunday. So right now it is cloudy, 74 in Pikesville and 76 in downtown Baltimore. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, half a dozen lawn care companies in Kansas joined forces last month to help people out, raise money for charity. They mowed and weed whacked more than 30 yards for free and partnered with Animal Rescue Charity. On top of that, while mowing one lawn, they found a litter of kittens in some brush. Now here's Kylie Wallentine of the Wichita Animal Action League and the Mowers.
There are people out here in the community with companies that want to help and they want to give back, and that they see that these are, you know, humans that are doing the best that they can.
Hey, if people need help, they can always reach out. They can follow us on social media and reach out to see if they need a hand. And we have a lot of friends and customers that are in the area, so I'm sure that we could do it again.
But if it wasn't for SB Mowing and Lawn Buddy, we would have never found these kittens. They had bad URIs and they likely would have died.
You know, a lot of this happens in a lot of homes that have dogs and cats, and they get, you know, they're in heat and they don't know it, and then they get pregnant, and they don't, and then they find out, and they don't want to take care of them, so they just, you know, they put them in a box and they just put them outside, and it's just so inhumane, it really is. But the good news there, those kittens were indeed rescued. So this is one of my favorite moments. I don't watch The View, but occasionally I do pick up highlights from it, and this was a highlight for me. Joy Blowhard had Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former Republican governor of California, on, and obviously they booked him. I guess he's got some kind of movie or something coming out, but they immediately start launching into the immigration thing. Now, remember, Schwarzenegger was an immigrant from Austria to the United States, and he was extremely proud of that and thankful to the United States of America.
So if you are an immigrant, you're an immigrant in this country.
Yeah.
Did you have a visceral reaction to what they're doing, what ICE is doing, when you see the videos of it?
Well, I tell you, you said that the immigrant, I'm so proud and happy that I was embraced by the American people like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine they came over here with the age of 21, with absolutely nothing. And then to create a career like that. I mean, in no other country in the world could you do that. Yeah. Every single thing, if it's my bodybuilding career, if it's my acting career, becoming governor, the beautiful family that I've created, all of this is because of America.
That's true.
And so this is why I'm so, so happy to see firsthand that this is the greatest country in the world, and this is the land of opportunity.
All right,
so not the answer they wanted.
Didn't quite go where she wanted and what she wanted, but then Schwarzenegger doubles down and sticks a fork in Joy Blowhard.
I just think the world of the great kind of history that we have with immigrants in America, but the key thing also is at the same time, that we got to do things legal. That is the important thing, you know. So you got to do things legal, and those people that are doing illegal things in America, and they're the foreigners, they are not smart. Because when you come to America, you're a guest.
Yeah.
And you have to behave like a guest. Like when I go to someone's house and I'm a guest, then I will do everything I can to keep things clean and to make my bed and to do everything that is the right thing to do rather than committing a crime or being abusive or something like that. So that doesn't really work in this country.
They didn't want those answers stunned. At all.
Stunned into silence.
Gobsmacked.
That is the best way to treat the chattering class on The View.
Wow.
So,
hilarious.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, way to go. A feather in your cap. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate those folks being put in their place. That is one for the ages, as they say. All right, coming up next after the break here, we're going to take a look at who's paying for the Los Angeles riots.
Yeah. And a little cut from Alex Padilla for you.
And,
as well.
And some of it is being funded by U.S. tax dollars.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that is, and the other part is being funded by the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, we just heard from them, didn't we? Trying to interfere in our elections. And why should we cut them a break on trade? I don't know. Hope maybe President Trump gets a much better deal that they're still negotiating. Apparently there's a deal, but they are still kind of wading through it. We have a deal now with the UK, and that was signed yesterday by executive order. It's 8:50. Don't forget the best of the morning drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. Also on our Rumble page, is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
They have a job search site in Iran that's called imdead.com. It says here you'll move up quickly in our organization and eventually get a corner office next to the big boss, Allah, in paradise. You'll be supervising an office filled with 72 virgins and all the goats you can handle. Qualifications must have a nearly suicidal work ethic. Life insurance guarantees your family will benefit from your untimely demise.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's so close to the truth. It really is. It was a big misunderstanding. A translation error, by the way. It's 72 Virginians.
Yeah.
Imagine the surprise.
It's amazing how Carson has branched out in the insurance industry now as well.
Yeah.
Moonlighting there.
Yes.
He's probably written a lot of policies.
You're an enterprising
so far.
Kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly. 8:52. By the way, I should mention this. And if President Trump or Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth gets winds of this, I think they'll fix it. Chief Warrant Officer Brandon Budge was separated from the Army September 1st for his objection to the safety and efficacy of the clot shot, the CCP vaccine back in 2021, Secretary Hegseth said that was unlawful as implemented in March. General Randy George, the Army's Chief of Staff, asked him to submit his request, an application for relief to be reinstated to the military, and that application was denied on May the 22nd. And there are a number of people, including General George, the Army Secretary Driscoll, and others, that I think they have the moral imperative to help everyone who served in the Army, but that has not happened with Chief Warrant Officer Budge. And hopefully the Commander-in-Chief and the Secretary of Defense will get wind of this, because they are subverting the efforts of President Trump and the SecDef to restore the military to at least one senior official and perhaps many others who were booted out of the military based on the clot shot.
So, but is there any indication that malfeasance or dishonesty or anything else?
No, they just, they remember, these were people that were promoted by Biden because they followed his orders to boot him out. Now, of course, I guess they don't want to draw attention to that. Well, that's exactly the right way to do it.
853, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, pretty nice right now. Both the Harbor Tunnels, 95 and 895, both all their backups have cleared out. And then the big interchange right here at 95 Russell Street and 395, all the lanes are open, beginning to settle down just a bit. There's still a lot of fog around the Bay Bridge and over towards the Severn River Bridge. I-97 was still slow with that delay. That's normal down through the ramp at Route 32. But the fog right there at Oceanic Drive at Sandy Point and on the main span, that's been a problem pretty much all day. Not sure yet if that broken down tractor trailer was still there. It was on the ramp from the BW Parkway northbound onto the inner loop of the Beltway, and even the Beltway now starting to settle down. JFX, you should be fine from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today, a continuing chance of a lingering shower, pop-up storm, what have you, throughout this afternoon, highs near 90. Throw the showers and storms tonight into tomorrow, and things then begin to dry out. And, but heat up. The heat wave is on. We're going to be well into the 90s over the weekend. So that'll be
92, 93 today.
Good crab-eating weather.
Absolutely.
You know, watching Chuck, suck those shells down. Should be a fascinating roast to partake in. Cloudy, 75 in Ellicott City, 77
so cruel
in Annapolis.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, Alex Padilla, it's a name we're now all familiar with, even though we didn't know who the hell the guy was before all the stunts he pulled. This is the guy who barged into Kristi Noem's press conference and decided he was going to simply start talking over her while she was talking, saying basically, "Look at me, I'm important. I get to talk now." Nobody knew who the hell he was, so they pushed him out. And then he got very all huffy about it. They then sat down, actually, later on, and had a nice chat, according to Kristi Noem, for 15, 20 minutes over coffee or whatever. But that didn't solve things for him, because he was on the floor yesterday of the Senate doing his very best to say, "Look at me. I am the victim of all victims. You must feel sorry for me."
"I was forced to the ground. First on my knees, and then flat on my chest."
"Don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, it's gonna be okay."
"And as I was handcuffed and marched down a hallway, repeatedly asking, 'Why am I being detained?' Not once did they tell me why. What will a city already on edge from being militarized think when they see their United States senator being handcuffed just for trying to ask a question?"
It's so sad.
Yeah, maybe when you're a big hulk of a man who does not identify himself,
you don't charge the podium, you jackass.
Barges in and charges the podium, that might be your first clue.
Yeah, be some indication you're not handling things appropriately. Really, I mean, the guy's huge. I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
And she's not a big gal. She's at the podium. By the way, she's in the hospital from allergic to something.
Some kind of allergic reaction. Yeah. She was up at Fort Detrick. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I-57 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. May Alex Padilla kind of drift off into obscurity after this. Real question about the No Kings, about the riots in L.A., about the riots now spreading elsewhere across the country. Who's footing the bill for these things? This is not all spontaneous.
These aren't spontaneous at all. They're about as authentic as AstroTurf. They are bought and paid for flash mobs. And I want to know who's doing the buying and the paying.
Yeah, who is? That's Josh Hawley saying, who's paying for this stuff? And you say, wait a minute, it's just a mob, right? Well, no, you take a look at some of the images. There are people delivering truckfuls of identical gas masks to people. Where'd they come from? Who paid for those?
We've all seen the videos of vans driving up, handing out gas masks right before somebody blows up a car. It's time we found out, where's the money coming from? Who's really behind this? I think the American people deserve answers.
Yeah, and I hope they find answers.
Yeah, some of it is coming from U.S. tax dollars, whereas some of these NGOs.
Oh, great.
That's number one. Number two, there's a guy tied to the CCP over in Hong Kong that is intent on dividing and subverting U.S. Freedom in our republic. I think his name is Simon something, or I'll find out. We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow.
Follow the money, man.
Yeah, it's all you got to do. Right now, we want you to follow Tim Kyle to your air conditioning unit to make sure, because the heat is on, baby, in the low 90s, maybe mid-90s. And you want to make sure that your air conditioner is, A, going to be working when you turn it on for cooling purposes, and B, it's going to be efficient now that the skyrocketing electric rates are back again for the month of June. So call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404. Tim will send somebody out. They're electric. They're HVAC. Same commitment to excellence, dedication to service. They do a wonderful job. They'll make sure that if you need coolant, you get that, or if there's something wrong, they'll fix it, and they'll tell you your other options as well. So call Tim Kyle Electric today. If you need electrical work, inside or out, or landscaping, they do a wonderful job with that. They've worked at both my house and Bruce's house in the past. They'll work at yours as well. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air at 410-876-9404, or you can check him out, timkylecompany.com. online. That's going to do it for us. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live coming up next tomorrow. Former Governor Bob Ehrlich joins us to talk about his brand new book. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.